Welcome back, Warrior fans. Got about a minute and a half to go here before kickoff, according to the clock. I think the captains are going to go out and join the official there in a coin toss out at center field. We'll find out. Unless they did that when we weren't looking.
Well, I don't think they're just now going
they're getting
out.
The captains right now.
Yeah.
So they're going to go out and flip that coin. Beautiful night here. We had just a little sprinkle of rain, Ron. I don't know if you felt that when you came in. Just a few drops. So that was kind of a welcome sight. We could use this field to get softened up a little bit, greened up. We couldn't water as much as we wanted to because they were working on the track. We were supposed to have the track done the second week of August so that we had lots of time to get the field ready, and then the contractor got backed up, and, you know, that's the way this summer's been for contractors. Mm-hmm. They're busy, and timelines can get adjusted, and ours got adjusted. They backed it up a couple of weeks, and that messed up our watering schedule, and so the field is not in bad condition. It's just drier than you would expect this time of year. And so usually it's nice and moist out there, so it feels a little hard.
He does have a much more efficient way to water.
Yeah, I got that pod system going. Mm-hmm. Thanks to somebody who might be on this broadcast, but we won't pump up his ego too much, might have suggested we get.
A long time ago.
All right, they're getting the coin toss now. And Niakani wearing their road white. Looks like the Warriors won the toss, and they will decline. So they will defer to the second half, though. They'll be kicking off to start this game. Niakani in their white uniforms with kind of a black-trimmed, reddish-tinted number. It looks that way. It's got kind of an orange, reddish outline inside of the black. Kind of makes the whole thing look pink.
Well, if you notice the name on the front of the shirt and the colors, maybe our guys will see red.
And think it's Dayton.
Think it's Dayton, yeah.
It is similar. It says Pirates, and it's black and red. It's a little bit brighter red than Dayton goes with. But wearing red socks and black pants and black helmets to go with those white jerseys. Warriors in their home blue uniforms, blue tops, blue pants, and white helmets. And they are ready to roll. I'm going to send out their kicking unit.
So they have, looks to me like they have 21 kids.
You said, I believe, 7 seniors on this Niakani team, right, Ron?
7 seniors, 8 juniors, 2 sophomores, and 4 freshmen.
So this is their year. If they're going to do something beyond that first-round loss last year, this is their year, and that probably would have been a better chance of doing that if they kept their quarterback healthy over the summer instead of losing him. That's too bad for them. All right. Josh Ward will be kicking off for the Warriors. I'll tell you what, he boomed consistently, put the kicks down inside the 10-yard line. A couple of them rolled into the end zone against St. Mary. So good leg on this young man. Nice kid and a developing football player as a tight end and a defensive end and a kicker. So you get him in all 3 facets of the game. He had a tackle on one of his kickoffs when they returned it pretty good. He ended up taking the kid out on the sideline. He doesn't hit like most kickers.
He's a great athlete, period. And this is it'll be a real growing year for him, football and basketball.
Wart kicks this one down inside the 20 to about the 18, fielded there. Looks like Bennett with the ball. Back up the middle. Breaks a couple of tackles, still going out to the 48-yard line where Wes Streeter takes
him
down.
That's the only way you're going to get him down.
Yeah, he went low, took his legs out, but returned from the 17 out to the 40. I think I marked that right at the 50. Boy, they gave him an extra yard or two there. So a 33-yard return for Bennett, who will be the featured back here for them. So the quarterback, Kelly, going to be in that pistol. Bennett to his left. Warriors in their 3-3 front there. They have the Pirates have number 34, Donaldson, split out to the left, and a tight end on the right end of the line. Kelly takes a snap, hands it to Bennett. He works right. Hit at the line, breaks some tackles. He's out in open space down the right side. Still going, drugged down by Peyton Richardson at about the 25-yard line, 24-yard line, a gain of 26 yards. And that was pretty simple. They handed it to him in the backfield. He went right. And if you're going to arm tackle this kid, you're in trouble, Ron. 26-yard gain on his first. They're going to mark a 25-yard gain. They put it at the 25-yard line.
There was nobody on that side.
Now Bennett, the up back, they give it to the second man through. He's hit at the line, and he plows ahead for about 4 or 5 yards. That's Alinsky. So the problem is, you know, you get ready for Bennett, and they fake the handoff to him, and that's going to suck that defense because of what a threat he is. And Alinsky picks up 5 yards, second and five for the Pirates. Ball at the 20-yard line of Amity. Kelly under center. Bennett, the up back, they toss to the running back behind him, and he's drugged down after a gain of about 3 or 4. That's Alinsky again. So interesting. Alinsky's carried the ball twice. Bennett only once so far, Ron. Mm-hmm. They're holding up the play on a board on the sideline. Being real Oregon Duck-like tricky over there. Bennett the up back there in the I formation. Alinsky the deep back in the I. Kelly hands it to Bennett. Short yardage. Plows ahead. Wrapped up by Cody Dyke, but not until he gets a first down. Picks up 3 yards. And it will be first and 10. Going to spot that ball at the 13-yard line, it looks like. So the good news is they stopped Bennett after 3 yards. Bad news is that was a first down. Fresh set of downs for the Pirates. There's a quick toss to Alinsky going right. Makes one guy miss and then wrapped up by Dyke. And can't see who the second man of the ball there is. Might be Richardson.
Richardson.
Flying up there from his defensive back position, and it's a short gain of about 2.5 or 3 yards. Call it 3 on that. So Alinsky with 3 carries now. Bennett with 2 as we kind of track how they use their backs here a little bit. Now Alinsky out in the slot, it looks like, and Bennett in the backfield. They give to him. Bennett coming left, gets the corner,
touchdown.
Straight ahead, touchdown, almost
nobody,
untouched.
Nobody there.
So I'm thinking Coach Trombley's got some work to do on the sideline in terms of changing up kind of how we approach this defensively, because they just ran the ball 6 times for 50 yards and a touchdown, Ron. So here early in the first quarter, 9:55 to go, the Pirates are on the scoreboard. They line up, hand it to Bennett, deep in the formation, hit in the backfield, wrapped up and brought down by Johnny Mather. Mather with a big tackle
nice.
There, got good penetration, and wrapped up Bennett and dropped him. Bennett's not shifty, Ron. He doesn't really try to make you
no.
miss. He'll cut once, and then he's going straight after that.
Yes.
And I think they're going to have to just understand you got to get to him before he gets a head of steam up. Because once he's locked and loaded and his shoulders are turned north and south, he's going to be a tough guy to bring down. But if you can get to him before he gets that head of steam, then you've got a chance. All right, Warriors trail 6-0, 9:55 to go in the first quarter. As the Warriors will get their first chance to have the football in their hands, see if they can return the favor here. We might have ourselves a high-scoring match tonight, Ron. Ball is spotted at the 40-yard line for the kickoff in high school. Deep back for the Warriors, Brian Hatch is the deepest guy back. And kicking for them, looks like it might be Bennett kicking also. The do-it-all guy, it is. So he returned their kickoff. Now he's going to perform the kickoff, and he scored the touchdown.
Wonder which team only had 20 minutes to warm up.
Well, our guys stood around for a long time. I'm not sure which is worse. They warmed up and then found out it was going to be an hour delay and went to the locker room for an hour. There's kind of an onside squib kick fielded
nice.
By Eli Jackson at the 36-yard line. He drops down right there on it, doesn't try to do anything fancy. So rather than have to cover a deep kick, the Pirates go for the squib. A lot of times that results in somebody mishandling a ball, but it rarely results in a big return. Because generally the guy fielding that squib kick is not your fast return guy, and they're not set up to block for that return. Warriors break the huddle and come out. Parr under center. Streeter behind him. Mather to his left and Hatch to his right in that double wing T formation. 5-3 defensive front here for the Pirates. There's a quick toss to Streeter going left. He's got the corner. He's got blockers out there. He's got across the 50, the 45, to the 40. Still going. He's going to take it to the house, folks. All the way. West Streeter, 1 carry, 1 score. All the way in. And the Warriors tie it up on one play, and that is not how you draw up West Streeter running usually. They pitched to him to the left side. He took the corner, and you know who was out there with him was Jacob Bernards.
Yes.
Out there picking up that corner block, and then he also had a receiver out there. I'm not sure who it was, if that was Peyton Richardson out on that side or not. but he got another nice block out there, and then it was all West Streeter.
So you got 64 yards.
So the Warriors go into the I formation as they go for two. Mather the setback. Mather takes the quick toss going right. He's got some help. Ooh, he's hit. Nice penetration there. They come up short.
Short.
And that was, I'm trying to see who that was, 53, I believe, shooting through there. Travis Bennett, sophomore defensive end, shot right through there and was able to wrap Mather up before he could get ahead of steam. So we're tied at 6. 9:37 to go in the first quarter. We're going to take one quick commercial break. This is Amity Warrior Football on KLYC McMinnville.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place to go for trophies and plaques. Copycats can fix you up with the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques and awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mac, serving Amhill County for over 20 years. The only thing you need to know about printing and trophies is their phone number, 503-472-0119.
Welcome back, Amity Warrior fans. Warriors tying up the game there on a, how long is that, 64-yard run, Ron?
64 yards.
By Wes Streeter. But the Warriors could not convert the two-point conversion, and we're all knotted up at 6. Josh Wart kicks this one down the middle of the field. Going to be fielded
by our horse again.
Right there by Bennett at about the 30-yard line. He's wrapped up across the 45 to the 48.
48
of the Pirates.
Pirates.
About three blue jerseys meeting him there and wrapping him up. Boy, I see a lot of guys tackling him high, though.
You're not going to get him. Streeter got him down, you know, just diving at his legs when he did get loose there.
So Niakani, good field position to start their second drive of the game at their own 47, 48-yard line right in there.
Coming this way.
Handed to Bennett. Coming left. He's hitting the backfield. They're wrapped up. And there's some gang tackling. And he's brought down. Nice if the first one to him. He hung on until the help came.
Dylan, nice if. Uh-oh.
Oh, we might have an unsportsmanlike taunting here.
On 40?
I don't know. Not sure. We'll see what this call is.
It's on them.
It was a late flag. It's going to be unsportsmanlike conduct. We'll wait and see what the call is here. Nyseth with great penetration, and he just hung on to Bennett. Dead ball foul, unsportsmanlike conduct against Niakani. That'll back him up 15 yards. He was brought down for about a, what, 4 or 3 yard loss there?
Yeah. Okay.
And that'll take him back 15 from the spot of the foul, which is the dead ball spot. So it should be, after all that, they should lose about 18 yards on this, and it'll still be second down because it was after the play.
Yes.
So second and about 28 now, Ron.
It's going to
ball is at the 33-yard line.
It's
30.
It's on the 28.
28, so it's, am I doing my math right there? Second and 30.
Yeah.
So they go trips right here. Shotgun formation. Kelly hands it to Bennett. And he trips up in the backfield. I don't think anybody got him.
That was a nice play by, somebody dove at his ankles. Little tiny guy.
It might have been Valencia.
25, it was Valencia.
Seth Valencia shooting right through there, and that's what we're talking about. Seth Valencia plays lineman on the defensive side of the ball for us. What does he weigh, 135 pounds?
Yeah.
But he'll shoot in there. It's hard to block a little guy, and that time he got in there and tripped up a guy that outweighs him by about 70 pounds. He plays at that nose tackle position, 130 pounds. Here they go, quick toss to the right. This time it's going to be Alinsky, wrapped up and brought down in the backfield. Great penetration this time.
Number four.
That is Tyler Parr, the quarterback and linebacker, getting in there and wrapping him up. Takes Alinsky down for another loss, and the Warriors have the Pirates going the wrong way.
Minus three, I'm going to say.
So it's going to be fourth down and 30-plus yards here, and they will punt. That'll be Bennett with the punt here. I don't think they'll fake this one. Not with 30-plus yards to go. 8:15 and counting here in the first quarter. There's the snap to Bennett, and he gets the kickoff. Good kick. Chases back with a nice bounce at about the 40, and they're going to let it roll dead about the 42-yard line of Amity. And that's where the Warriors are going to come out and take over for their second drive. Boy, a little different defensively that time, Ron. Think they got a talking to on the sideline? Yeah. Maybe they didn't even need one. That could have just been embarrassment when they got to the sideline. They kind of turned it around on the two-point conversion. They penetrated better, and you got to get into this backfield to blow up those plays. You can't wait for Bennett to come to you.
No.
And on that first drive, we waited for him. Waited for him, and he will come and take his chunks of yardage if you do that. Second drive, we got into the backfield, blew it up, disrupted their blocking schemes, and got some good penetration, some big plays. Warriors come up to the line of scrimmage in their standard wing T formation here. Parr under center. Richardson split out to the left. Hatch in motion. They're going to throw Richardson down open. The left sideline. He's open, catches it at the 38-yard line, turns, makes one guy miss, another guy miss, and he's gone. Richardson takes it to the house. Touchdown, Warriors. That's what happens when you put a 6-foot, 490-pound wide receiver out there, and then you just get the ball in his hands and let him do the rest. Peyton Richardson doing what Peyton Richardson does best, and that's scoring touchdowns, folks. He had two last week, could have had a third one, and the first time he touches the ball tonight, how many yards, Ron?
59.
59 yards, and the Warriors are back in the end zone. 12-6 Warriors, they line up to go for two. That'll take the wind out of Neocone's sails, won't it?
Ugh.
You run it for 64, and then you throw it for 59. Two offensive plays so far for the Warriors. Now they line up. They're going to kick the extra point here. It should be Michael Duncan kicking, I believe. Eli Jackson going to hold.
Offsides.
Got the offside. Oh, good thing, too, because Vito rolled that ball back there to the snapper. That'll go half the distance, but I think Joel will kick it again because he wants to get Duncan some work out there. So they go half the distance to the goal line, and the Warriors will line up again. Jackson moves up a yard and a half and gets his spot with the holding plate. Firmly plants that into the ground. Duncan has his steps, and he's ready to go. Waiting for the snap from Justin Vito. And there's the snap. Get the hold down. The kick is up and looks. Is it good?
No
good. He was wide right on that. Had enough distance. Had enough leg on it, but did not get it where he needed it to be, and that was in between the uprights. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. Warriors up 12-6, 7:48 to go in the first quarter. This is KOIC McMinnville.
In business and taking care of your needs since 1983, it's D&D Electrical. Big company support, small town service. They are your full service contractor, residential, commercial, and industrial, including low voltage and security. It's D&D Electrical. When asked, their answer is usually, yes, we can do that. From solar to security systems to industrial control, D&D Electrical can handle the job. 503-472-4003. Ready to go to work for you right now. D&D Electrical, McMinnville.
Welcome back, Amity Warrior fans, wherever you are tonight. Hope your streaming service is working well. Thanks for Dave Adams, to Dave Adams at KLYC for getting that up and going for us, getting those players ready. So there's an iPhone and an Android link there, and I've tried them out. They work really well on my phone and buffer well and have good sound quality. So do appreciate Dave and KLYC there being our assistant in getting the Warrior voice out there to you each and every football and basketball game. Somebody asked me if I do volleyball. I was like, we're going to have a lightning delay, Ron. We're going to have a 30-minute delay. There was lightning seen off to the south there. You can see that dark cloud to the south of us. And so the officials have stated a 30-minute delay. So we had a one-hour delay to get the game going. Now we're going to have a 30-minute delay. Then the kids will be able to come back out and warm up. So it's 8:15 right now, folks. We're going to come back on the air at 8:45 when the kids come back out to warm up. So until then, Dave, if you got music to play, I guess you can play it. Otherwise, it's going to run commercials for a while. This is Amity Warrior Football on KLYC. We'll be back in about 30 minutes. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Hope you enjoyed your nice little half-hour break there. The team's back on the field. They've gotten warmed up, and they're getting their last-minute instructions here from coaches as they try to recover their groove a little bit, Ron. This has been a very strange Friday evening. Normally, we'd be wrapping up the game by now. Instead, we have 7:48 to go in the first quarter. Mm-hmm. Warriors have had the ball twice. And on both of those occasions, they ran one play, resulting in a touchdown, 64-yard run by Wes Streeter around the left end, and then a pass down the left sideline to Peyton Richardson from Tyler Parr for 59 yards. And Peyton caught the ball about, I don't know, 20 yards down, 15, 20 yards downfield. Shook one guy, made another guy miss, and he was off to the races.
Yeah, I think it's 40 yards after he caught it, because he caught it right around the 40.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So we had a couple of lightning strikes off in the distance here, so that forced us to have to take a break until that little cell worked its way through, and we had a half hour without any lightning.
Actually, we had a 30-minute, and then about 7 minutes into the 30-minute, we had another lightning, so it started 30 minutes all over again.
Yep. So Neocani's having a long evening. They were on their way over here for a 7 o'clock start, planning to get here about 6 or so, and got caught in a traffic jam due to a serious car accident out in the Grand Ronde area. So they had to reroute back over to 101, take a different route over here. Got here, we got the game underway about 8 or so, and then 8:15 we're getting lightning strikes and taking another half hour plus break. So hopefully the rest of the evening will be uneventful. Neocani, of course, scored the first time they had the ball. Second time, the Warrior defense changed their tactics, Ron, about getting into the backfield.
Well, and Tristan Bennett shot himself in the foot, too. He, on the very first play when we of that second series where we stuffed him for -3, he got up in a little bit of anger, slammed the ball down, and the referee didn't like that. They got 15 yards, so that started
Whole drive. Instead of second and 13, they were sitting back close to second and 20,
yeah,
or second and 30.
Yeah.
And the Warriors blew up the next play and got a punt out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So be interesting to see here. You've got to get your focus back if you're a player, and they've gotten loosened up, but now you got to get mentally back into the game. Not easy to be able to switch that on and off like that.
And there really hasn't been any what I would call real hitting in this game. It's just been
with a lot.
Our first series on defense, we were playing Ole defense. I mean, Bennett just ran.
Well, we were back on our heels waiting for him to come to us, and that's a mistake. He's a load.
Mm-hmm. That first drive, he had a 26-yard carry, a 3-yard carry, and a 9-yard carry.
And we got some rain, Ron.
Yeah.
So after that lightning pass, we've got a little drizzle going, which feels probably really good out there.
Yeah.
First rain, really, we've had all summer since June.
I think they said May 17th.
Wow.
Or was it April 17th? Didn't have any rain, very much measurable rain in May, so I think it was April 17th.
Wow. That's a long time. It's been a dry summer.
And for Oregon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We are ready. The Warriors are kicking off. They just scored the touchdown, the pass to Peyton Richardson, and they missed the extra point. And so now they're kicking off up 12-6, 7:48 to go first quarter. Here we go. And we're going to have Michael Duncan kicking off. He drives this one, and we're going to have an offside on the Warriors. Somebody crossed in front of the ball before it was kicked. So that'll back it up 5, I believe, illegal procedure penalty there for the Warriors. Duncan is his squib kick specialist, kind of tries to put that ball in between the sideline and kind of that hash mark on the far side.
An open space.
Yep.
He's kind of finding an open space. I think Josh just closes his eyes and kicks it as hard as he can.
Absolutely. So they'll back it up 5 yards, kick from the 35 now. Probably doesn't change the strategy. Wart's in there. He's on the kickoff coverage. On this side, it's Richardson closest to the sideline, and Hoff and Dyke and
Wart.
On the other side, I can't see the numbers. So there's 5, 6 guys over there. This one, he kicks down to about the 25. Bounces, picked up at the 20. Brought back up the middle of the field, across the 35, and brought down at the 39-yard line. That's where Neocani will get started there. In on the tackle was Harvey Hoff. No, excuse me, was Mr. Nyseth there. Dylan Nyseth in on that, as well as Seth Valencia. So good hustle by those two. Valencia, senior this year. Nyseth, a junior. So Neocani ready to roll again here. Under center, Michael Kelly. I formation, Bennett the up back. They give to the second guy through. He's wrapped up and brought down right away. That is
Cody Dyke.
Playing that monster back, and he comes flying across there. Takes a great angle. Wraps up Alinsky and brings him down. And I think they're going to give him a yard on that.
One.
They spotted that ball back at the 38. Now it's going to be at the 39. Second and 9 for the Pirates. This time they go to the shotgun formation. They've got two receivers split out left, one out right. Takes a snap.
Big guy.
Hands it off to Bennett. He's wrapped up in the legs. I got to see who got those legs there. That was Tyler Parr. Dropping down, got a hold of the ankles, and Bennett got maybe 2 yards on the play. Ball at the 41-yard line. Third and six or so. The Warriors looking to get a stop here. Ball at the 41-yard line of Neocone. He's going to have a pass, drops back, good pressure. He's flushed, he's wrapped, and dropped. Quarterback sack by Johnny Mather, looked like. I think was the guy who finally got the wrap-up on that and brought him down.
33.
Lost 2 yards on the play, back to the 39. Good pressure there, and Johnny Mather ends up wrapping him up. There was good pressure from both sides, flushed him up through the middle of the pocket where Mather met him. They're going to punt, I think. Punt formation anyway. Fourth and nine.
It's Bennett.
Bennett takes a low snap. He'll kick it. Almost blocked. This one short. Hits at the 40. Rolls. Oh, gets a good roll, though, down inside the 30 to the 26-yard line. The Warriors are going to start their third drive from there. First and 10, Warriors at their own. Oh, they're going to mark at the 27-yard line.
35 yards on the punt.
6:05 left to go first quarter. Warriors up 12-6. The offense back out there for their third series run, and they're going to run their third play. So I don't predict a touchdown every time they run a play tonight. I think we'll see a little variation from that. Split out left is Smith. Trevor Smith out there. Double wing formation there. They bring Hatch in motion. They pitch to Hatch going left. Hatch gets outside, turns it up across the 30, 35, and he is brought down at about the 38-yard line. That'll be enough for a first down, I think. They'll move the chains. Gets 11 on that run, I think, Ron. Maybe 12. Oh, they're going to move that all the way out to the 35.
Yeah, so.
All right. It's interesting how they round off that ball spotting a lot of times. So 35-yard line, Warriors there. Or excuse me, the 40-yard line, Ron. My bad. 40-yard line, first and 10 right there. Wing formation. This is Mather coming in motion. Hand off to Streeter. Streeter going off the left side. He's still going across the 40, the 30. He's going to take it to the house. Wes Streeter with his second carry and his second touchdown. Wes Streeter just bust off a 60-yard run right up the middle. And he got lost in traffic there a little bit. He kind of bounced around and then took it outside. And the next thing we knew, he'd broken loose. I thought they were going to wrap him up for a short gain, maybe 5 yards.
Really nice hole, good blocking. But maybe you saw it last week, but I'm impressed with Streeter. Seems to be quite a bit faster than he was last year.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think he's a little bit leaner than he was last year. I think he's just, you know, growing up a little bit, maturing a little bit physically, and showing a little speed there. 60-yard touchdown run for Wes Streeter. I formation, Mather the deep back. They give to him right up the middle. Oh, my goodness. He was hit and rocked. We could hear it up here. That's the hardest hit I've seen in high school football in a long time.
What was that?
76, was it?
75, 76.
76 is a 6'3", 289-pound defensive lineman. I think that was him.
Is that their roster? No, that's not their roster.
Oh, that's Andy. Sorry. No. So it wasn't that
75.
Number. 75. And we don't have a weight on him.
No.
He's a big guy, too, though. Yeah. Whoever it was, met Mather in the hole, and Johnny immediately stopped and was on his back. That was quite the hit. That's the one that makes Mrs. Mather cringe when you see your boy get hit that hard. But he bounces right back up. There was no helmet contact on it. It was just a good, clean hit, chest to chest. And Johnny was giving up probably 60 or 70 pounds to the other guy. And physics says the other guy wins in that case. So the Warriors, again, find the end zone in short order. They've run four plays now, Ron? Four plays. And but they can't find the way to get into the 2-yard or the 3-yard point after. So they're sitting at 18-6 right now. Michael Duncan going to kick off. Everybody's set now. And he gets the go-ahead from the official. Duncan shoots this one, kind of down the middle, then off to the left, rolls to about the 22, hits a player there. He falls on it because he bobbled it, kind of went off his hands. Then he had to hustle to get back on top of it. Ball at about the 21-yard line. So the Warriors pin him back. That's a good kickoff when that happens. That one looked like it might roll out of bounds if the kid didn't touch it. But on a kickoff, you got to be careful about assuming it's going to roll out of bounds. As you know, or maybe you don't, depending on what kind of football fan you are, on a punt, you don't have to field it. You can just let it roll, and the other team can't pick it up and run with it unless you touch it. On a kickoff, after it goes 10 yards, it's a live ball, so you can't just let it roll and wait for the other team to down it. They'll pick it up and score a touchdown. Inside handoff on the fly sweep, the inside fly sweep there, wrapped up and brought down. Alinsky was
Westreeder.
Westreeder on the tackle. Alinsky took that inside handoff on the sweep, tried to get outside, couldn't do it, loses a yard. Second and 11 for the Pirates.
Brian Hatch came up real fast and turned the play inside. Excellent.
And that's really what you have to do as a cornerback out there, is you've got to jump on that, get that outside containment on a sweep, and let somebody else come up and make the play. And that's exactly what happened.
Going to throw it.
Pass, knocked down. Penetration there by Seth Valencia. He gets a hand up and knocks the pass down. Valencia having himself a nice first half.
He has not grown.
No.
Since his sophomore year. I think he's gotten stronger. He's not gotten
stronger, and he knows what he's doing in there at that nose tackle position at 135 pounds. Nyseth right behind him at the middle linebacker. Shotgun snap. Want to hand off. Fake it to Bennett. The quarterback's wrapped up and dropped after
Valencia again.
Maybe no gain on that play. I'm not sure what kind of play
Streeter.
That was for Kelly to be doing on a quarterback keep. I don't know if it was a read option and he didn't like what he saw, but if I'm him, I'd give the ball to Bennett personally. Kelly keeps it, gets dropped for no gain. It's fourth and 11, and they'll be punting again. Bennett gets off a nice kick this time. Richardson back, takes it at the 44-yard line, makes one guy miss across the 45 to the 50, the 45, 40, down the sideline, 30, 20, and wrapped up and pulled out of bounds at about inside the 15-yard line. Peyton Richardson, just a man among boys out there when he has the ball in his hands, Ron.
That was good blocking on that side, too. We got a penalty, though. There's a flag on the...
Yeah, that's probably coming back then. The flag back at the 43-yard line. More than likely, a block in the back by the Warriors. Happens at every level. You don't know if you watched that mess of an NFL game last night. 26 penalties in that game.
15 in the first half.
Just brutal to watch. And they're going to bring that one back, unfortunately. But what a great return by Peyton Richardson.
Block in the back.
So they're going to bring the ball back to the 48-yard line of Amity, it looks like. They'll start from there. But my son, eighth grader, football player up here watching this game with us, listening to us talk about it. Hopefully he's watching that Peyton Richardson kid out there and seeing how you conduct yourself as a football player. You get yourself prepared. You work on your skills. But when it comes game time, you have to play with a confidence and an aggression that you can't fake. You got to just know what you can do when you're out there. Warriors in the wing tee. Jackson split out left. Parr rolls right, looking for Wart. Got him at the 50, to the 45, 40. Wart down the sideline, 30, 25, 20. Still rolling, down to the 10, the 5, and he's ragged out of bounds inside the 5-yard line. Josh Wart, and they're gonna mark it at the 5, of course, but yeah, they're going to put it at the 6. I thought he got down inside the 5, but Josh Wart taking that little pass out into the flat there. About a 7-yard pass in the air, and Josh Wart turns it into a 50-plus yard pass play.
44, right?
Well, they've got it at the 6.
45.
So it's 44 to the 50. That's where he caught it.
48 yards.
Nice play by Wart. Parr under center, wing T formation, fakes the handoff, rolls left, throws to the corner of the end zone, and it is caught. Trevor Smith running the corner post there. No, that's nice. Smith. That is Smith. 81. It's on the far side of the field. I couldn't see. I could see the one. Trevor Smith running a nice little corner route there, and a great pass from Tyler Parr. Dropped it right into the breadbasket as the Warriors get their fourth touchdown in four drives. Josh Wart with the big play. Going to go for the extra point here. Josh Wart with the big pass. Reception, turned it upfield, rumbling down the sideline, doing a good job fighting for extra yards down to the six-yard line, and then the six-yard touchdown pass par to Smith. Warriors are missing somebody on the field here. They're going to get a delay of game if Wes Streeter doesn't hurry. He's running onto the field right now. The official hasn't raised his hand yet, so I guess there's still time. Some time. There it goes. Now they need to hurry. Waiting for the snap. Duncan, they almost get it. Offside. Low snap. Duncan, not going to be able to get it off. Jackson picks it up. He's going to run with it to the right. Stiff arm, trying to get to the corner. Can't do it. Thrown down at about the 7-yard line. He couldn't get that snap down. Timing was off bad.
Centers.
Low snap. Couldn't get the hold down. And Duncan couldn't even attempt the kick. So the Warriors struggling with their kicking game tonight. But 4:07 to go in the first quarter still, folks. 24-6 Warriors. You're listening to Amity Warrior Football. This is KLYC McMinnville.
Often the first impression for your business is your logo and your business card. McMinnville businesses have learned over the past 20 years that if you want a printing job done right, the place to go is Copycats. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mac will help you design your logo and business cards and then get everything printed the way you want it. When it comes to printing, the only thing you need to know is their phone number, 503-472-0119. Copycats.
Amity Warrior Football on KLYC. I want to thank Dave Adams for making that possible. Beautiful night for football here in Amity. We had a little light mist going there for a while, a little rain. Cooled it off nicely out here. Just an absolutely gorgeous night under the lights. No breeze to speak of. And had some lightning strikes earlier that created a delay. But right now, just absolutely beautiful out there. The Warriors playing some beautiful football, Mr. Huber. They are executing outstandingly on both sides of the ball right now. Michael Duncan set to kick off. And Alinsky back deep for the Pirates. Nice kick. Drops it in about the 20. Same bounces place. There. Picked up at the 18. Coming up the right side. Now weaving back to the middle. Out across the 35 to the 37-yard line. And that was Alinsky, I believe, on the return.
Yep.
And the Warriors will bring their defensive unit out to see if they can get another three and out here. They haven't allowed a first down since that initial drive, I don't believe, Ron. Is that correct?
No.
So this is the fifth drive for the Pirates.
Yep.
They're starting at their own 35-yard line. Shotgun formation, three receivers left. They hit the tight end at about the 43. He's brought down immediately by Cody Dyke and Brian Hatch in on the tackle. They close quickly, pick up about 8 yards on the play, second and two.
Number 80 must be that Donaldson, because it's not the program as Donaldson.
90, it's Piper.
Is
I think 90? It's 90, yeah, the okay. Tight end.
Okay.
Big kid about maybe, I don't know, 6'4", 6'3". And that time they find him on a little seam route there for 8 yards. Good quick throw by Kelly. Got it out of his hand quick. Didn't give the pass rush a chance to get to him. They go same formation, five wide receivers, two right, three left, empty backfield. Now they bring a man in motion. They hand it to him. He's trying to get outside. Hatch turns it back inside, but there's nobody there. Down the sideline is Alinsky. Alinsky's still going. He may take this one all the way in, and he does.
Yeah.
No, they get him out of bounds. Michael Duncan hustling down the field. Got him out of bounds at the
touchdown.
They're going to say touchdown. That official was not in any position to make that call, Ron.
No.
That was an interesting call. Because the official was up here by the 35-yard line, never got down there in position to see if he got in the end zone or not. Michael Duncan came all the way across the field, looked like he shoved him out at about the 1 or 2 yard line, and the official says, no, it was a touchdown. So that makes it 24-12 with 3:04 to go, and that was a play that the Warriors diagnosed well the first time. This time, nobody came over to fill that outside. Hatch turning back in. There was nobody there. Better blocking, I guess, by the Pirates. Bennett will walk it into the end zone on the two-point conversion as nobody fills the hole for the Warriors. And with 3:04 to go in the first quarter, 24-14 Warriors. This is Amity Football, KLYC, McMinnville.
Davison Auto Parts, supporting high school athletics throughout the Willamette Valley. If you're looking for quality auto parts, everything from wiper blades to spark plugs, and most importantly, the people that can give you the good answers, factual answers based on years of experience, It's Napa Auto Parts and Davison Auto Parts. Quality people, knowledgeable and friendly, always willing to help. Davison Auto Parts throughout the Willamette Valley, supporting high school sports.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Football. Jeff Clark and Ron Huber coming to you from Amity High School, where the Warriors lead by 10, 24-14. And no, the Warriors have not kicked a field goal and scored three touchdowns. They have scored four touchdowns and failed to get the ball into the end zone or through the uprights on any of their two-point or extra-point conversion attempts. 0 for 2 on kicking, 0 for 2 on two-point conversion attempts, Ron. We've got to do some work on that short game. However, if you give us the ball on the other side of the 50, we'll probably score in one or two plays. Bennett scored that two-point conversion for them. First time he'd touched the ball in a couple of series, I think.
Yeah.
It seemed like it anyway. Nice opening day crowd on hand here. Opening day being the opening home game for the Warriors. Pretty good crowd. And like I said, good night. Concessions and running and Booster Club barbecuing down there. And just a great place to be on a Friday evening. Bennett set to kick off. Does a low liner, picked up at about the 22-yard line by Hatch. Hatch going left, trying to get outside, cuts it back upside across the 40. Now the 50, 45, down the sideline.
Wow.
Somebody got in from behind and rips him down at about the 35, maybe inside the 35-yard line. What a great return by Brian Hatch. Hatch just, somebody got a hold of his jersey over there and spun him around, and that was the only thing that kept him from taking it all the way to the house. Ball at the 35. He's six touchdowns in the first quarter with 3 minutes to go is reminiscent of some eight-man football games I've witnessed in my life. Just you'd think there weren't as many guys on the field with as easy in as the open spaces have been able to find a run. Wing T formation. Smith split out left. Mather in motion.
Counter.
They go counter to Hatch. Hatch breaks it outside across the 25 and down to about the 21-yard line.
Boy, we had a tackle.
Yeah, good tackle there, but a first down for Hatch. He picks up about 14 yards. So nice run by Brian. It's a good counter. He was untouched going through the line, and that's all you really need on a counter because then it's up to the running back to make the next cut, and he did. He got himself outside and had to wait for a defensive back to come up and make the tackle. Wing T formation, Hatch to the right, Mather left. Parr brings Mather in motion right behind him. Quick pitch. This is Streeter going right, looking for a block. Gets outside. Takes Case on his feet.
Going.
Still going all the way down to about the 5-6 yard line. Boy, he was hit. Got a hand on the ground. Kept himself up from the knee touching and got himself another 5 yards after that. What an acrobatic play by Wes Streeter. The official talking to him about it. Not sure what. Maybe Wes was complaining about a face mask in there, maybe.
Yeah.
But he battled through that, broke a tackle, and fought his way down to the 6 yard line where they end up spotting it.
Here's a new formation.
First and goal there. I formation. Richardson split out. Nope, Jackson split out to the right. They're going to go to Hatch. Fake to Hatch. Now they're going to throw back in the end zone. Josh Wart. Touchdown, Warriors! Josh Wart! Catching that one in the back of the end zone. Tyler Parr with a nice throw. Did not hang that ball up in the air. I don't know if you heard or not. Last week he had Wart in the end zone on a pass and hung it up in the air. Josh came down with it, but he ended up getting hit by two guys because the ball took so long to get there. This time Tyler delivers it on point and on time, and Josh Wart ends up with a nice, easy touchdown in the back of the end zone. And the Warriors have 30 in the first quarter. Now, if they can do the job on the defensive side and maybe get a kick through the uprights here, that'd be exciting. Michael Duncan set to kick.
I don't think it's a kick.
There's the snap. There's another bad snap. Eli Jackson going to be wrapped up and dropped again. And this another low snap. Vito snapping himself on the head. He knows it's on him, and you can't hide when you're the center and that ball comes back low. And Justin just got to get that out of his head and fix that. 30-14 Warriors, 2:23 left to go in the first quarter, folks. The Warriors got that ball with how much time was on the clock when they got the ball that time?
3:04,
and it's 2:23, and we have another touchdown, another stoppage of the clock. Until this becomes a 50-point game or 40, is it 40 points? 45? 45-point game. Until it becomes a 45-point margin for the Warriors, this game is going to be long.
So we have a one-play drive, two-play drive, three-play drive.
Ah, we're starting to put long ones together there, Ron. Warriors set to kick off as they bring their kicking unit onto the field.
The thing about that drive, though, it was set up by an excellent kick return.
Yes, it was. Brian Hatch did a great job. We've got some subs coming in here. I see Keenan Graham here on this side of the field on the kickoff coverage. That's where Peyton Richardson was before on the far side of the field. I think that's – is that 62? I think that's Philip West on the far side of the field. It's either 62 or 52. You're going to have to help me with that one, Ron.
Can't see that number.
Yeah, I can't either. Nice kick by Duncan. Again, down to about inside the 20. Fielded there. Bringing it back across the 30. And then wrapped up, brought down about the 33-yard line.
Duncan and Dyke.
And trying to see who the returner was on that. Dyke and Duncan on the tackle.
It was 6.
Nope, it was 24.
Oh, okay.
They had somebody different. I thought he looked a little different that time. Nope, must be 14. Michael Kelly must have been the quarterback. His jersey's kind of bunched up. I can't read all the numbers. So the Warriors come back out on defense. Ball at the 33-yard line of Niakani. First and 10 there. 2:18 left to go first quarter. They're moving guys around. Kelly getting people set. He's got three receivers out left, one to the right, empty backfield. Tight end. They got two receivers to the right. They come inside. He fakes the handoff. Kelly keeps it, and he's going to get a first down out across the 40 to about the 44-yard line before he's brought down by Eli Jackson.
Brought down by Richardson.
Oh, Jackson with the tackle there. Reg getting his numbers wrong. I don't know if you can hear that across the field. I do that too, Reg. It makes you feel any better. Eli and Peyton look a lot alike from a distance out there. About 6'3", 6'4", long arms, long legs, and one wears one, one wears seven. And so if you don't have a good look at the jersey, it's kind of hard to see it sometimes. But that was Jackson. They go five wides again. Kelly throws in the slot, hits his tight end. He's brought down right at the 50 by Dyke and Hatch. That's number 90, A.J. Piper, the senior tight end, and he's a big target. About 6'3", and probably 200 pounds or so. He comes up grabbing his left wrist there as he got wrapped up and brought down pretty good at the 50. Gain of 7 on the play, 2nd and 3 for the Pirates. Ball right at midfield. They're going to stay with this 5-wide formation here. They can do a few things out of it. They like to run out of it on the inside handoff. This is a high snap. Kelly hangs on to it, and he's brought down in the backfield by Tyler Parr with the sack. That was a bad snap, and he aborted the pass immediately. The Warriors were coming on the blitz. They had three blue jerseys in the backfield immediately. So third down, and that's going to be a loss of a couple. So 3rd and 6. Loss of 3 officially on that play. So one more good stop here. The Warriors can put themselves in a good position on 4th down. Same formation, shotgun formation for Kelly. 2 wides right, 3 left. There's the snap. He drops. He throws. That one's going to be intercepted. Peyton Richardson at the 40-yard line. Fakes one guy. Gets himself outside to the 50. Now still going across the 45 and pushed out of bounds at the 42-yard line. Peyton Richardson had that one all the way. As soon as that ball was thrown, Peyton Richardson sitting back in his zone. Kelly threw that ball a little off balance and kind of threw it out there soft, and you have no chance with Richardson out there if you do that.
And the reason he did that was because Wes Streeter was immediately in his face.
Yep, he couldn't set his feet, he couldn't step into his throw, and he threw it to a spot, and that's exactly in his own defense what you want. Somebody just throwing to a spot where you can break on the ball and not have to worry about covering somebody. Warriors take over, ball at the 42 of Niakani. Wing T, they bring Mather in motion behind Parr. Hand off to Streeter, hit the backfield, bounces off a couple, still going, getting some extra yards, still going, across the 30, down to the 25-yard line. Wes Streeter doing that all by himself. He was hitting the backfield, 2 yards deep, broke that tackle, was hit again at the line of scrimmage, broke that, got into the linebacking level, was hit a couple more times, spinning off of that and getting extra yards, ends up down at the 25-yard line.
So much stronger. The foot speed.
How many yards
really
on that carry?
16 yards.
Great run there by Wes Streeter. That was 16 yards of Wes Streeter after contact. 18 after contact, really. Hatch in motion. They toss to him going left. He's trying to get outside. They cut him off. He cuts it back. Now bounces it outside again. Gets a couple of yards down to the 20, maybe the 21, somewhere in there.
No, I think it's a little farther than that.
Well,
you're right.
We'll see. It depends on which official. The official on our side is on the wrong side of the 20. They're going to mark it, I think, at the 20. Five-yard gain. It's going to be second and five. Second and six. They mark it at the 21.
4 yards.
Jackson bringing the play in from the sideline. The Warriors, this is a two-play drive so far, right? So...
we haven't seen Mathers run the ball in scrimmage yet. He's run out extra points.
Just extra points. So we'll see if they get him the ball going one way here. They're going to go to Mather, and he is hit in the backfield. The misdirection didn't work on that one, and Mather gets blown up in the backfield. He has yet to get loose anywhere.
Oh.
So he loses a couple on that play. At least one. See where they spot it. 1 yard loss, and that is the end of the first quarter.
Woo.
Score, Amity 30 on 5 touchdowns and no extra point conversions of any kind. And Neocani 14. This is Amity Warrior Football on KLYC. We'll be back after this message.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place to go for trophies and plaques. Copycats can fix you up with the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques and awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mac, serving Amhill County for over 20 years. The only thing you need to know about printing and trophies is their phone number, 503-472-0119.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Start of the second quarter here in Amity. I know it's late, 9:21 in the evening, but you don't have to get up and do anything tomorrow, do you? It's going to be earlier than last week for me, Ron. That's all I know. I'm going to get home before 2:45 in the morning. And I got home early compared to when the football players got home. Reg didn't get home until after 4. It was a rough night coming back from St. Mary's last Friday. So this is an early one. Start of the second quarter, Warriors up 30-14, and they have the ball. They are a couple plays into this drive. Ball is at the looking for the chain gang. Chain gang's not down there yet. We're waiting for them to come down.
Didn't,
yeah, he wasn't on top of things. Rich Parr and I think that's Phil Lopez on the chains there. And the official didn't move him. And you don't move the chains until he comes and marks it and moves it. And he waited until the full timeout. Everybody's lined up at the line of scrimmage, and he realized he needed to go get the chains.
This left side now in line, they've got Bernard's a sophomore and Nick McMullen a sophomore.
Bernard's a junior now. He's at the tackle, and McMullen is the sophomore. Guard there on the left side.
Yep.
Parr. Going to throw right, throws to the corner of the end zone. Richardson brings it down. There is no stopping that. He saw the ball and went up over the defensive back, pulled it down just like an alley-oop. And Richardson with his second score of the night. That was a 22-yard touchdown pass, par to Richardson. That one was a little underthrown, but Richardson just reading it, waiting, and then going up over the top of the defensive back using his 6'4 frame and leaping ability to go up and bring that one down. Peyton Richardson doing it all out there tonight. He's got an interception. He had a nice punt return that was called back because of a block in the back, and he's got a couple of receiving touchdowns. I formation, two-point conversion attempt here. Parr, quick toss. This is Dyke. Dyke trying to get outside, cuts it back up, and he's in. There we go. There's the two-point conversion. Cody Dyke showing you how it's done as he cuts it back up, uses the block of his brother to get into the end zone. So the Warriors finally get a two-point conversion, make it 38-14 with 11:53 to go. So that was, as I said, Jordan Dyke blocking on the outside there for Cody Dyke. Cody read the block well, waited for Jordan to execute it, and then cut it back up off the backside of his brother and scored untouched for the two-point conversion. Great job by the Dyke boys out there on the right side. What do you got for me, Ron? Talk to me about drives and stats so far.
I need a computer.
Yeah, there's a lot of total yards in this game. So the Warriors have had 6 drives now and have scored all 6 times. Correct?
Yep.
I believe that's right.
Six, yep.
And Tyler Parr has three passing touchdowns. See if I'm right here. I'm going off the top of my head. He has three passing touchdowns, one to Josh Wart and two to Peyton Richardson. And they have a touchdown to my brain's freezing up here. I'll get it in a second. Trevor Smith. And Wes Streeter has a touchdown. And who else am I missing? Does he have two?
We got
Streeter's got two. Two, there we go. Yeah. That's what I was missing. That kick's going to go out of bounds, and they'll start up at the 35, I believe.
Yeah.
And so Duncan trying to get that ball to drop in again at about the 20, and this one kicked and went left on him. But you know what?
They got a choice.
You know, who was it last year that made us re-kick it like three times?
Yeah, that was...
Was that Harrisburg in the playoff game?
Yeah, and it really hurt us.
It did, because we keep backing up 5 yards every time and kicking again, and pretty soon they fielded that ball at about the 40-yard line and had a big return, and they were deep in our territory.
Yeah.
So if you were paying attention to that game, you know what you should do, and that's make us re-kick it again, because we got in a funk that game. All right, they go back to their five wides. This is where they feel like they can get to the Warriors, I guess. Three left and two right in that wide receiver formation. They bring Alinsky in motion. They hand it to him. Trying to get outside. Breaks it back up. He's wrapped up after a short gain, maybe a yard on that. It's going to be second down and nine. And they're getting a ball exchange here. And they mark it. Give him a yard. I don't know why they're swapping the ball out every time. I don't think it's that wet out there, Ron.
No.
But
it's kind of interesting, too, to me that Alinsky's carried the ball eight times.
And Bennett?
Bennett six times. But
now they've both been effective in their own way.
It's about time for Bennett.
Bennett comes right at you. Now they've got Bennett in the backfield in that pistol formation. And they hand to him. He's coming left. They string him out. Hoff making him go wide. There's the wrap. Having brought down by Johnny Mann. They're in a fumble. Oh, they're going to say he was down. That ball was going out of bounds anyway. What a great job by Harvey Hoff.
Hoff turned it in, and Mather was there.
Turned it in. He pushed it out.
Yeah.
Hoff pushed it and pushed it to the sideline.
Stringing it.
Yep. He just kind of got contact. He wasn't going to bring him down. Hoff wasn't bringing down Bennett, but he just strung him out, and Mather came up and took him down, and a big loss on the play.
Minus 11.
Huge play. And what a great job. Harvey Hoff playing that left cornerback position, read that all the way, got off the block that they were trying to put on him and got in the backfield to string that out. Great job by Harvey Hoff, the senior. That's a veteran move for the young guy. They're going to throw left. They throw into the screen coming across there, and he's got a little bit of running room across the 45.
Ran into his own guy.
And brought down. Jackson will get credit for the tackle on that. That was... Number four, Jack Porter, a senior wide receiver, catching that. That's just a little slant screen kind of thing. They had three wides out left, and Porter just kind of came underneath and then ran a little quick slant right about the line of scrimmage, and they just dumped the ball to him and let him run. So kind of like almost like a shovel pass, except a little farther away. First down on that play. That was a big play.
22 yards.
So first and 10 at the 47-yard line of Neocone. Pirates are a 2A school. We're in the playoffs last year, looking to get back this year. I formation. They give to Alinsky. Breaks a tackle at the line of scrimmage. And hit from behind by Brian Hatch as he tries to make the cut. Brian put a shoulder into his backside and took him down. Another first down, though. Gain of 11, I think, on that. Maybe 12. They're going to mark that at the 40 of Amity. Brian Hatch didn't give up on the play, though. And I don't know who it was. I think Wes Streeter got turned by his blocker and couldn't get his hands out to make the tackle, and Alinsky ran right by him. But he had gotten turned a little bit, and so he tried to reach back and make the tackle, but he was out of position by that point. Brian Hatch made a good job coming back from his right cornerback position to get back and make that tackle and save a big play. They're going to handle Alinsky again up the middle. This time he's wrapped up and brought down by a host of Warriors. Harvey Hoff fired up. He wasn't even in on the play, but he saw what happened. Mather coming off the pile, and Parr, and trying to see who else that was in there. Russell Brown in on that tackle. Great job up front there. They got good penetration and stopped him right at the line of scrimmage. Second and 10 at the 40-yard line of Amity for Neocone. 8:57 to go, second quarter, 38-14 Warriors. Now they go back to their five wides, three right, two left. Shotgun, Kelly throws out left, too high and out of bounds, off the hands of his intended receiver. I think it was 34 out there. That's Donaldson he was trying to hit. And just a little too high. That's what happens. You have that crested field run, and the quarterback's throwing from the top of the crest in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
He's throwing that out, and he throws it flat.
Mm-hmm.
But the field drops off a foot and a half.
And he throws sidearm anyway.
Yep.
He throws a real low pass.
That's why Valencia got a pass knocked down earlier on him.
Yeah.
Now they go three wide right. Bennett in the backfield. Kelly rolls to his right under a lot of pressure. Throws weak. Almost picked up and then caught. Hoff had it in his hands and lost it. And it's caught by Porter out there. Hoff had the interception go right off his hands. He can't believe it. And it went into the hands of Porter. Hoff read it, made the break on the ball. It wasn't a good throw at all by Kelly. Should have been intercepted. They end up with a first down out of it. Crazy play out there, but a heads-up play by Porter to keep his eye on the ball and make the catch after it was deflected off the hands of Hoff. And when I say hands, Hoff had both hands on that ball. Just couldn't hang on to it.
Yeah, hit him in a bad place.
Two wides left, two right. Now they bring Alinsky in motion. And it should have been they throw it out. Intercepted by Brian Hatch in the flat. He's going to take it to the house. If he can get past Kelly, he cuts back. He's got nothing but green at the 30, the 20, the 10. Touchdown, Warriors. Brian Hatch takes it back.
Probably, what, 16-yard line?
I don't know where he caught that.
84 yards.
I think it was out a little farther, but I don't really care. We'll call whatever you want to call it on that. Brian Hatch read that pass out into the flat, jumped the route, made the catch, and then had to beat Kelly, juked him at about the 35-yard line, stumbled a little bit at the 30 after he made the move.
The line almost tripped him.
Almost, and then took it the rest of the way for the 6 points. Brian Hatch, great play on the defensive side of the ball. Warriors line up to go for two. And I formation. Mather was late getting in. I don't think he knew the play. They've got it to him now. Mather in the eye. They bring the motion man. That's Valencia. He takes it up inside and scores. 2-point conversion. Seth Valencia. He ran that with some authority, Ron. Did you see him put that left foot in the ground and cut that ball up inside? He knew where to make the move, and he made it quick and powerfully. Warriors go up 46-14 with 8 minutes and 2 seconds to go in the first half. This is Amity Warrior Football on KOIC McMinnville.
95 years in the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. This idea continues to guide our decision-making and strengthens our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. We're located in McMinnville, Amity, Carlton, Newburgh, and Sheraton. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays here in Yamhill County. First Federal, we're here for you. Visit us online at www.firstfedweb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Football on KLYC. This is Jeff Clark and Ron Huber bringing the game to you from Amity High School, where the Warriors have a commanding lead, 46-14, 8 minutes and a little bit of change to go here in the first half. Get to a 45-point margin, Derek, and I'll be a happy man. That clock will start to run, and maybe we'll get out of here early. But a little work to do on defense first for the Warriors. Michael Duncan set to kick off, drives this one
other side
down to about the 30, and the guy takes a knee at the 29 when he catches it. It's not the pros, son. You can't get up and run. So Warriors will be on defense as the ball spotted at the 29-yard line of Neakani. Beautiful night for football, though. Turned out great once we got rid of that lightning. Had a little bit of drizzle earlier. Now it's just cooled off and feels like an early fall night. Just wonderful. Kids don't overheat, don't get dehydrated.
Cramps.
Yep. All that fun stuff that happens when it's hot out here in football season. They got a different formation this time. They pitch it out to Alinsky. He's hit, wrapped up by Hoff and brought down in the backfield. maybe back to the line of scrimmage. Harvey Hoff got off his block, wrapped up Olinsky, and took him down to the ground. Harvey Hoff with a nice play. That's the second nice play he's made on defense. He strung Bennett out until Mather could come up to help him and take him down for an 11-yard loss. Now he wraps up Olinsky for no gain. Kind of an open field tackle there as Olinsky was coming to the right side of the formation. Now they go trip stacked up on the right side. Kelly throws over Hoff right into open. The flat. It's got Olinsky. Nobody there. He's going to get a big game before he is brought down by Peyton Richardson. Forced out of bounds across the 50 at the 46-47 of Amity. Hoff came hard on that. They brought a little corner blitz there. It looked like Hoff coming in from the left side, but that left the flat open for Olinsky, and Kelly was able to dump it to him. I don't know, and Derek might be able to answer this for me. Was there supposed to be some coverage coming over? Should... All right. So Derek's going to give me a non-answer there. All right. High formation. They hand to Bennett.
No,
excuse me, to Olinsky. Wrapped up, brought down. Tyler Parr on the tackle. And that's going to be a short gain of a yard, maybe a yard and a half. They're going to give him two. A little forward progress there.
He got hit hard.
Second and eight. He did. Tyler Parr came flying down there.
Slow back to the huddle.
Well, he's been hit a lot of times. Olinsky's leading him in carries tonight, mm-hmm. which is interesting because Bennett, you would think, would be the workhorse getting the majority of the carries. And if I were betting money, I'd say Bennett gets it right here on a second and seven. They gave him 3 yards on that. Pistol formation, trips left, one right. They hand to Bennett. Nope, they fake to Bennett. Kelly on the keeper. He's got a little room working. Makes a nice move outside.
Oh,
juked. Juked Eli there, and Cody Dyke came over to knock him out of bounds. 40. Big gain, over 20 yards on that one. And the ball will be spotted at the 22-yard line. Nice run there by Kelly. I think Warriors were keying on Bennett a little bit there, too, just like I was. Spot the ball between the 22 and 23-yard line. First and 10, Niakani there. Warrior defense needs to stiffen here, giving up a couple of big plays. 6:08 left to go in the first half. 46-14 Warriors, I formation. Bennett the up back. They give it to Olinsky. Olinsky wrapped up and brought down in the backfield.
Oh, boy, they slammed the ball down again. Huh?
Wes Streeter with the penetration that time. And he takes Olinsky down for a loss of about 4 yards.
They'll lose 5 yards.
Maybe five. Reg says five from the crow's nest across the way. He's got a better angle on that. We'll go with him. Second and 15 for the Niakani Pirates. Ball spotted back at the 27-yard line. Going to that I formation again. One wide receiver right, one left. Tight end on the right side of the line. Bennett the up back next to the quarterback. Kelly fakes to Olinsky, rolls to his right, throws in the flat. Incomplete. Way under through his receiver. Receiver was going down the sideline, and Kelly threw that like he thought the receiver was going to run a comeback route. Miscommunication there brings up third and 15. Boy, just nothing on that throw either.
No.
He does not have what I would classify as a strong arm. Yeah. Kind of sidearms it, kind of chucks it out there a little bit.
Strong arm sitting over here with a jersey on and a leg brace.
Yeah, probably be a little different if the senior quarterback was able to play, but he's out for the year with the ACL tear. Now they go trips left, two right. Empty backfield for Kelly. Kelly
gonna be in trouble.
Throws right, tipped and knocked down. Johnny Mather gets a hand up and knocks it down. It's fourth and 15. And that's that. You know, Kelly's not very tall, maybe 5'9", 5'8", and throws a little sidearm. So anybody giving him some face pressure is going to have a great chance of getting a hand on the ball. 5:21 left to go in the second quarter. Warriors leading 46-14. It's fourth and about 15 to go here. Warriors defense stiffening here when they need to. They go trips right and one wide receiver left. Bennett in the backfield next to Kelly on his left. Kelly takes a snap. Wants to throw, under pressure, rolls to his right, still under pressure. Now pushed out of bounds. Johnny Mather going to get the final pressure there to force him out, and that is a turnover on downs as they lose about another 5 yards on that play. The Warriors will take over at the 32-yard line, their own 32-yard line. Nice defense there. And I'm not sure who Kelly was going to throw that ball to, but he never even got close to being a throwing motion. He was looking for Porter downfield, but he never got close to being able to throw the ball. Too much pressure coming up the middle for the Warriors. They strung that out all the way to the sideline and forced him out of bounds. He should have just thrown the ball away at some point there. Inexperienced quarterback. He was going to be the backup this year and is forced into starting action. Warriors, wing T formation, handoff. Nope. Yes. Parr throws wide deep. Open. Oh, yeah. He's got Mather, overthrows him, and Mather was coming to the middle of the field, and Parr overthrew him kind of back behind him a little bit. First time we've seen that this year with Johnny Mather going out on a deep pattern. There's no speed problem there for Mather.
No.
He's one of the better track athletes in 3A. Excellent hurdler, the 110 and the 300 hurdles. But that throw just was not to the spot where Johnny was running the route. So, Derek, was that a route issue or a throw issue? Derek says probably a throw issue.
He did.
It was kind of a deep flag route.
He did throw it up in the air for Johnny to run underneath it, but it was just too far behind him. Too far.
Now they go I formation. They bring Seth Valencia in motion. They give him the ball, and he picks up about 3 yards as he piles into the line. No hole there at all. Good job by the Neocani front seven or eight. I think they have a front eight. They stuff that one after about a 2.5-3 yard gain to bring up 3rd and 7 for the Warriors. The way they've run the ball tonight, this is 4-down territory. Everywhere on the field is 4-down territory tonight. Not that we've had a 4th down, but it could be. Wing T formation, they bring Mather in motion. Parr, quick toss. Streeter going right. Streeter getting outside across the 40, 45, spins off a tackle to the 50 and still going down to the 45 and finally knocked out of bounds there into Neocani territory. Wes Streeter with about a 20-yard run there, Ron.
35 to the
45.
20 yards.
Hey, how about that? I got that one right. Nice job by Wes. And again, it's 3-4 guys hitting him before he's going down. He's just spinning off of tackles, great balance, keeping the feet churning. Just a bundle of energy out there in that two-back position. Back to the wing tee. Richardson split out left. Could be Richardson territory right here. They're going to hand to Hatch or Silva Valencia coming around left side. Valencia's got some room to run. Richardson gets a block out there, gets another block. Valencia's still going down to the 27.
Uh-oh. Oh, man.
Are we going to get a hold?
Very late call.
Are they going to get a hold on Peyton on that?
Wow.
Yep, they're going to get a block in the back on Peyton. He was trying to block two different guys out there, and I didn't see the block in the back. I thought he turned around and faced the guy up, but they'll move this one back.
Block in the back against the Warrior.
And it's going to be marked off. It would have been a 1st down plus about 7 or 8 yards. They move it back to the
10 yards.
Yeah, 10 yards from the spot of the foul, it'll end up being a replay of 1st down, 2nd down. What down were we on? Were we on 1st down there?
No, it was 2nd.
2nd and 8 then.
Yeah.
So, and the Warriors, the Neocani's going to take a timeout. 3:54 left to go here in the second quarter. This is Amity Warrior Football. We'll be right back with the conclusion of the first half.
Often the first impression for your business is your logo and your business card. McMinnville businesses have learned over the past 20 years that if you want a printing job done right, the place to go is Copycats. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mac will help you design your logo and business cards and then get everything printed the way you want it. When it comes to printing, the only thing you need to know is their phone number, 503-472-0119. Copycats.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Football. Warriors shoot themselves in the foot a little bit there. Had a 1st down. It gets called back, and it'll be a 1st and 8. I thought that was a 1st down. They had 2nd on the stick, and they finally got it corrected. 1st and 8 after the 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul brings it back to there. Lindsey had a nice run, though. Peyton was doing a good job trying to block. He blocked one guy, and then he came off of him to block another guy that got in behind him, and it they called him for him. They called him for a block in the back on
must
that.
Must have pushed him when he started. Yeah.
All right, Warriors go I formation. Streeter the up back, Mather the deep back. Valencia on the right wing. They toss to Mather going right.
Running hard.
Running hard, getting in behind his guy. Gets brought down after a gain of about 7 yards. It's going to be second down and short coming up. Nice hard run by Johnny. We got a Neocani player shaking up on the far sideline. Slow to get up. They'll take an injury timeout here and check on him. Warriors take a knee and get a little breather here. We've got 3 minutes and 38 seconds left to go in the first half. 46-14 Warriors. So they're up 32. You need to get up 45 to get that running clock. Derek's shaking his head like we shouldn't do it, but a couple more scores, Derek. A couple more scores. Get from 32 to 45 pretty quick. Get one here, and then maybe one start the third quarter and get that clock running and get these Neocani boys back home at a reasonable time tonight. So the player's shaking up. I didn't see the number on him. He'll be coming out of the game, though, so we'll get an idea who it is.
It's 81, is that? 81.
So 81 is Ben Holm, sophomore wide receiver. Still a little gimpy coming off there still. So I'm not sure what happened over there, but he's walking okay, but just looks like he's uncomfortable. Like, I don't know if he got the wind knocked out of him or what happened over there. All right, Warrior football, second end, about a yard and a half to go here. Ball at the 36-yard line of Neocani.
Streeter
off right guard, still going, gets those feet moving, and he plows ahead, still rolling, takes a pile with him inside the 25-yard line, down to about the 24. Wes Streeter running like a man possessed out there. He had three or four white jerseys trying to bring him down, and he would have none of it. Plowing ahead and taking guys with him.
I got him 14 yards.
So 14 on that run. First and 10, Warriors. Deep now in Neocani territory as we get to the close of the first half. Come up on the three-minute mark here in a few seconds. Two wides out left. Parr drops, throws.
Wide
Richardson turns, can't get to it. Just threw him a little bit far to the corner. Richardson making the adjustment on the ball. Couldn't find it soon enough to break off his route. It'll be second and 10. Tyler obviously thought that Peyton was running a little bit more of a post route there, a corner route, and Peyton was a little closer into the slot. But worth a shot there. Richardson out. Jackson brings in the next play. Peyton talking with Coach McGill on the sideline. They'll get it figured out between them and Tyler where they want to be the next time they run that play. Now Jackson splits out wide left. Wing T formation. Streeter with the two back. Give to Streeter. Nope. Give to Valencia coming left. He's going to get outside. He's inside the 20, the 15, down to about the 10 and forced out of bounds. Seth Valencia doing a good job of spelling Brian Hatch here tonight. Running hard. I like how decisive he is when he turns the ball upfield.
Ball's on the 10-yard line.
About a
14?
It will be first.
Something I would give 14
I think
yards.
About 12.
Okay.
I think 12 yards on that. Puts the ball at the 10-yard line. First and goal for the Warriors. Just inside the 10. They mark it about the 9.5.
Nothing wrong with Hatch, is there?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, he's
back in the game.
He's
I think they were just giving Valencia some reps there,
right.
And he did a good job with the snaps he got. Now the Warriors back in their wing tee, and they got Trevor Smith split out left. Parr under center, brings Mather in motion, hands to Mather off right guard, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Warriors! Johnny Mather. Boy, was that a hole run?
That was a hole. That was Josh Ward, Jordan Dyke. Who else is over there? Robbie Scharf, that right
they
side.
They tore up the right side of that line. It was hard to tell where the hole was. It was so wide. You couldn't tell where it started because it took up the whole right side of the line, and Johnny Mather flew through that hole like nobody's business and into the end zone untouched. 52-14 Warriors and a chance to go for two here. Go I formation. That's usually their standard setup here. You got Michael Duncan split out wide right. They're going to throw to Duncan, a little bubble screen. He makes one guy miss.
Nope.
And then they wrap him up. That one guy making Michael have to shake him gave time for his teammates to get over there and wrap him up. So, 2 minutes and 41 seconds to go here in the first half. Warriors have 52. Neocani has 14. We'll be back after this commercial message on KLYC.
95 years in the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. This idea continues to guide our decision-making and strengthens our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. We're located in McMinnville, Amity, Carlton, Newburgh, and Sheraton. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays here in Yamhill County. First Federal, we're here for you. Visit us online at www.firstfedweb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Warrior Football here on KLYC McMinnville. Warriors with a dominating effort on the 2A Neocani Pirates here. Neocani made it to the first round of the playoffs last year in the 2A. Warriors made it the first round of the playoffs in 3A. And one of the big differences, Ron, that we always see when 2A and 3A play is a difference in depth usually.
Numbers.
It just, yep, don't have the numbers coming out, don't have the depth, and they've got some studs, they just don't have enough of them. Short kick to the 30, returned across the 35 to about the 38-yard line before he's wrapped up there by Cody Dyke and Josh Ward on the tackle. Nice job by the young guys getting up there. Junior and a sophomore on that tackle. And Neocani will start at their own 37-yard line. I'm waiting for him to put the ball down. And they're going to mark it almost the 38-yard line. The weakness of high school officials is spotting the ball. I'm convinced of that. It's just I just can't figure out where they're going to spot it sometimes. And a lot of times they just round it off to the nearest yard line, it seems like. All right, I formation, got a deep set in Alinsky. They give to him. He's trying to go right. He's wrapped up from behind and brought down. Nysef came in from behind. Alinsky paused to look for a hole, and Nysef had come from the far right side of the defensive line, came in behind the offensive line, grabbed him by the waist, and stopped his momentum right there. Lost a yard on the play. Second 11 for the Pirates. Great hustle there by young Mr. Nysef, the junior. Playing well tonight.
He usually does. He's gotten better every year. It's real steady, smart boy.
Now they go with three wide receivers right, trips right, and two split out to the left. Get their play call from the sideline. Kelly in the shotgun. Still looking over the defense. Now he takes a snap. Here comes Mather. Mather makes him duck. Kelly throws out to the right, incomplete. Intended for Porter. And the Warriors force them into a third and 11.
Mather changed that play.
Well, Kelly made him miss, yeah. But then he threw off all of his timing, and Kelly does not have good fundamentals when it comes to throwing the ball. He was running to his right and just kind of winged it out into the flat, and it just was low and skipped into the receiver. Porter had no chance. He was open, but he had no chance to make a play on that. Third and 11. Ball at the 35-yard line, 36-yard line of Neocani. Three wide stacked up on the left slot. Now Kelly's going to run right or run left, cuts it back. Got a little room to run now. He's shifty in the open field, still going. Richardson hits him and knocks him down just short of the first down, but they'll come up and give him an extra yard and a half. I'm telling you, this whole spotting the ball thing, I have no idea what the official thought he saw, but he gave him a yard and a half beyond where he fell down. And that's enough for a first down. Yeah, move the chains.
Boy.
Oh, well. 1:24 left to go, first half, 52-14 Warriors. First and 10, Neocani. Warriors had him in a hole there, but Kelly did a good job of scrambling, making something out of nothing there.
People really need to stay home. He came back against the grain and
yep, over pursuit by the defense.
Yeah.
We don't want the fans to stay home. Bennett now, first run in a while. He carves up the middle of the defense a little bit there. Gets about 6 yards on the carry. He'll bring up second and four. First time he's touched the ball in a while.
Long time.
Almost like he's in the doghouse. Guy went for 290 yards last week and tore us up on the first drive. And I don't know.
Well, ever since he slammed the ball down, I don't know if coaches.
Yeah, they haven't called his number much since then, have they? But they've kept him in the game, made him block. So they give him five on that, so second and five. Funky formation here. They fake to Bennett. Kelly runs, now options it to Olinsky. He is hit right at the 45-yard line. It'll be a gain of one. Who was that that came up made
Hatch.
That hit? Brian Hatch coming up, putting a shoulder into Olinsky and stopping him in his tracks. A little option. First time I've seen an option in a long time, seems like. A little throwback there. They run a lot of different formations. They just don't run a lot of formations well.
No.
They've got a couple that work pretty well for them, and they've got some other ones that I have no idea why they bother to run them because they're not successful. Now they go wide receiver on each side, tight end on the left side of the line, Bennett next to Kelly, and Olinsky deep. Fake to Olinsky, starts to roll, and he's going to be hit and wrapped up and drop four blue jerseys there. It's going to be Russell Brown and Johnny Mather combining on the sack. Great job by half of the defense there to be in the backfield. Kelly had no chance. It's going to be fourth and 11, and they're going to call a timeout. Nope, they're going to let it run. That'll do it for the end of the first half. Warriors 52-14 at halftime here. We're going to take a break for a few minutes. When we come back, we'll see if we can't get you some statistical totals here for the first half. This is Amity Warrior Football on KLYC. I'll be back in a couple of minutes. Welcome back, Amity Warrior Football fans. Hope you're enjoying this evening. It's a late one here from Amity. We had the delay with Neocani getting delayed by an accident on Highway 22, luckily not involving their bus. But I'm sure whatever it was will make the news. It was a pretty big one. And then we had some lightning strikes during the first quarter, and that delayed things another half hour, 40 minutes. And so now we are rolling, 10 o'clock at night. We're at halftime here where the Warriors have a commanding 52-14 lead. And Ron's trying a new stat system here, so we'll see how you did, Ron. So Warriors, let's cover their stats first here. So on the ground, it was the Wes Streeter show. Go ahead, Ron.
Streeter carried the ball six times for 189 yards. but we had 15 carries for 254 yards rushing.
And Wes doing most of that damage, but some chipping in there by Valencia and Hatch and Mather got that 10-yard touchdown right there at the near the end of the second quarter. Through the air, Tyler Parr, 4 for 6. Is that correct?
5 for 7.
5 for 7.
Excuse me. 5 for 7. 135. What we
136. 136 yards and a couple of touchdowns.
Three touchdowns.
That's more than a couple.
One, two, three.
Yeah, two to Peyton and one. No, one to Peyton, one to Josh, and one to Trevor Smith.
Trevor Smith.
So he spread the ball around pretty good there. Had another touchdown to Peyton that they couldn't connect on there.
There was a little miscommunication,
but Peyton had the coverage he wanted. And, boy, I thought Peyton had a second touchdown in there because I thought he had one at each end.
There's a 22.
So Peyton Richardson with two touchdowns, Tyler Parr with four on the night.
Yes.
So we'll get that corrected there. And we got a cute little toddler making her way across the football field all by herself. She is about a year and a half old.
It's like Wes Streeter when he gets loose. Nobody around him.
We got about a year and a half old toddler making her way across the football field. Oh, and down she goes at about the 26-yard line. But she's back up and running. Making her way across the field. Got a little white jacket on and blue jeans. 25-yard line. Reg is calling it out on the other side. She's running the wrong way. She's running east and west instead of north and south. She'll never score this way.
Oh.
Turning around and going back the other way now. Reg having some fun with this. The grandpa and him coming out there. But we got a little girl who is entertaining everybody here by enjoying the middle of the field in a stadium full of people here. And just oblivious to the fact that she doesn't belong out there at all. And nobody going out to get her either.
Richie.
You can hear Reg in the background enjoying that. All right. So for Neocony, they started out strong in this game. Boy, it looked like we were going to have our hands fall on the defensive side of the ball as Alinsky and Bennett just kind of did whatever they wanted on that first drive. But after that, the Warrior defense really stiffened up. So how about some totals for them, Ron?
Well, Bennett had 33 yards rushing. Helinski is 73 yards rushing, and Kelly, the quarterback, had 30 for 136 yards. And they were 4 for 10 passing.
For about 70?
70 yards. So 206 yards to Amity's 271. But we had some quick 10-second drives.
And the Warriors also have a defensive touchdown. Brian Hatch with an interception. He returned that for a touchdown. And so Streeter's got a couple of scores. Mather has a score on the ground. And then in the air, Richardson with two. Trevor Smith with one. Josh Wart with one. And then Brian Hatch with an interception return for a touchdown. So outstanding balance from the Warriors tonight. They're back on the sideline getting limbered up. We're going to take a break for a couple minutes and be back with the start of the third quarter. This is exciting Amity Warrior football on KLYC McMinnville.
Cool Sports.
Welcome back, Amity Warrior fans. This is Warrior football on KLYC. Jeff Clark and Ron Huber coming to you from Amity High School. We're getting ready to start the second half. A late one here due to traffic issues and lightning strikes, but it's a beautiful night. If you're going to be up late, it might as well be a beautiful night, Ron.
When you score that many touchdowns, too, the clock is stopped.
Yeah, would we have 8 scores in the first half? 7. 7 touchdowns? 7 or 8? I don't know. I lost track. 8, I think. We had 8 touchdowns, and they had
2.
And they had, no, they got more than 2.
2 touchdowns, 8 and 6.
Yeah, you're right. That is it. Man, life. Lose track of things here. But 10 times the ball, you know, you get a one-minute stoppage and then a kickoff and ends up taking about 3 or 4 minutes before you get another series going.
And they're going to let the clock go down so the referee's going to give that three-minute warm-up time.
So we've got 2.5 minutes put back on the clock. Not that the players care. They're out, ready to go.
Amity deferred, so we'll get the kick.
Yep. Warriors are going to get a little extra warm-up in now as they've got them jogging out from the sideline to center field there. TJ Bailey, who's a new assistant coach for Mr. McGill, painted the A out there for us on the field.
Yeah.
Looks pretty nice. Now I got to tell him you got to fill it in. Just got the outline. Use some paint here and fill that thing in.
The sad thing about this year, well, hopefully we get a home playoff game if we continue playing where we're playing, but we got 3 home games. There's only 2 more after this.
Yeah, it was a funky scheduling year. We got all new leagues. And I told people I was going to tell about that. We've got 14 teams in our league, something like that. And that what they're going to end up doing, it won't show up on OSAA, but the league is actually has 6 playoff spots allotted to it from the OSAA championship committee. 3 of those are going to go to a northern one half of the league and 3 to the southern half. So we're in a northern half with Salem Academy and Taft and Willamina and Rainier and Clatskanie and Dayton. So those teams.
There's 14 teams in our league.
Those teams will be battling with us for 3 playoff spots. Well, but I think they're going to do 1 automatic from the north and 1 from the south.
Right.
And then I think they're going to do the next 4 based on RPI, I believe. I think that's what Derek told me. But it's funky, and if you go on OSAA, it just looks like one big league. Derek, let me check with you here since you're here. So in the north and the south in our league, our 2 leagues, we'll each get 1, and then the next 4 are going to go RPI? 2 from each, and then the next 2 RPI. Okay, so I misspoke there. So 2 from the north, 2 from the south, automatic bids, and then the next 2 out of the entire conference will go based on RPI.
And here's our league games.
So we'll play Salem Academy next week down there, and then we will have a bye week from our league, and we'll travel to Coquille and play. And then we'll get back on league with Taft.
They're all non-league. They happen to be in our 14 teams, though. You don't.
So Salem Academy is not. That's a non-league. I thought they were in our league. Are they in the southern part?
Yeah.
So they're in our conference. They're not in our league. Yeah, whatever it is. Okay. So I don't know if you're following this at home because you can't hear what Derek's saying. So Salem Academy is not officially a league game. It's a conference game, but they're going to be on the other side of our two leagues, so to speak.
And here's our league games.
We'll play Taft, Willamina, Rainier, Klatskanai, and Dayton after that Coquille non-league game, non-conference game. It's a new world, folks. OSAA has made it confusing.
They've asserted their power.
Oh, boy. All right. We flexed back a little bit, and then they showed us on the championship committee and league stuff. All right.
Oh, boy.
Brian Hatch chases down the kickoff down to about the 10, brings it up the left side, across the 15, and forced out of bounds somewhere around the 20-yard line. We'll see where they mark it.
They're going to put it on the 20-yard line.
Of course, they'll put it right on the yard line. That's easier.
Yes.
It's a good place to start from a broad white line. So first and 10 for the Warriors from their own 20. And Warriors will roll their starting unit back out there. Line has looked pretty good tonight.
Yeah, he's been playing Nick McMullen over on that side.
And they got Jordan Dyke on the right guard, right? I think that's what it looks like from here. McMullen left guard and Dyke at the right guard. That gives you a couple of pretty athletic guards to do some pulling with if you want. Wart lined up as the tight end on the right side. Bring Mather in motion. The handoff to Mather. Mather. It's stacked up after a gain of about 5. Bring up 2nd and 5 as the ball goes to the 25-yard line. So initial hole was there for Johnny, but they closed pretty well from the linebacker positions there on him. Warriors huddle it up. We'll see if this Neocani team has any fight left in them if the Warriors put together a nice long drive here. When you're running right at people over and over and over again, it has a tendency to wear them down if they're not getting stops. Now the handoff again. This is Streeter. Streeter off the right guard. Still going out across the 45, the 50, down across the 45 and pushed out of bounds at about the 43-yard line. Wes Streeter with another big run from the 25. That's a 25, 33-yard run, Ron. Nice job by Wes Streeter again. He's just coming through the hole at a different speed. His feet look so good tonight. They're quick, he's on balance, and he's just absolutely tearing through that line.
It's a huge difference from last year. I mean, just quick feet, strong.
Well, I'll tell you, it's different from last week. He's running with more authority this week than he was last week even.
Wow.
Mather in motion. They get to Streeter again.
Nice.
Following his blockers, he gets stacked up after a short gain. They get about 4 yards there. Nice job by West. They're going to give him 5, so 2nd and 5 for the Warriors as they move themselves well into Neocani territory now down to the 37-yard line of Neocani. Richardson split out wide left. Got to keep an eye on that always. He's out there in man coverage, one-on-one. I think you could take that all day long if you're Tyler Parr. Mather in motion. They give
counter.
This
Steph.
Yep, they give this Garcia, or Valencia, Seth Valencia. Valencia is still going down across the 20, 25, or the, excuse me, the 15.
Uh-oh.
And now we've got something coming back. And they're going to kick Bennett out, you think, Derek? Was that a cheap shot away from the ball? We just looked up and we saw Josh Wart laying on the ground on this side of the field. And Josh pretty shaken up. Bennett, Derek Barnett up here in the booth with us said that Bennett just picked up Josh Wart and pile-drived him. And Bennett coming out of the game, I think he's being ejected. Personal foul. And they're telling him, no, they're not ejecting him, Derek.
The coach didn't like it.
Coach bring him to the sideline. It's going to be a personal foul. Josh Wart stayed in the game, a little shaken up after it. Bennett's a big guy. As Ron mentioned earlier, this is a guy that was 2nd in the state in shot put at 51 feet, 3rd in discus at 128, and he picked up Josh Wart and just slammed him to the ground away from the ball. And I mean away from the ball. I mean 50 yards away from the play.
I lost track of how many yards.
Valencia got that ball all the way down to the 4-yard line.
So it's 30 yards about?
We were at the 37.
Okay,
so 33-yard run.
33.
By Valencia. And he just kept on going. I thought he was going to get wrapped up in the line there. And Seth just running hard, making good cuts. Took that ball all the way down. Cutting away from our angle down towards the left sideline, inside the 5 to the 4. Warriors break the huddle. After the 50, oh, there's a 15-yard penalty on top of that, Ron. So he was out of bounds at the 19.
Yeah, so it wasn't.
I formation, toss to Mather. Mather gets right, cuts it back up, and he's into the end zone. Johnny Mather with his second rushing touchdown of the night from 4 yards out this time. Mather takes it in, and the Warriors go up 58-14. Nice job by the Warriors to get some outside blocking there. Streeter, the lead blocker on that. So if we go back to Valencia's run, he was from the 40 or the 37 to the 19, so a 28-yard run for Valencia. Setting up that, along with the 15-yard personal foul on Bennett. Bennett still standing on the sidelines. Bennett should have his helmet off and be headed back to the bus as far as I'm concerned. That's twice he's been in unsportsmanlike conduct in this game. I thought two of those and you were out. So they're going to hand the ball to Cody Dyke, and Dyke gets it in on the two-point conversion. Same one they did down here at this end. He gets Jordan Dyke out there leading for him on the blocking, and the Dyke brothers get another two-point conversion. The Warriors have 60 on the board. They're up by 46 now. Derek, that should be a running clock in my book. So what's that? Once the clock starts again, should be a running clock. So we'll be able to pick up the pace of this game finally. Even if we score then, or they score, it'll continue to run. Hey, if you get a chance to come down to the field, you haven't been down since, when was it, Derek? Was that Monday they painted?
No, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Our track looks absolutely spectacular. It got delayed a little bit. We wanted to have it done the second week of August, but the contractor got delayed a little bit. When you come down here, we got the track. It got repaired. It had some damage in a few spots, plus the start of the 100-meter area, first 40 or 50 meters, that was pretty trashed. They resurfaced those, fixed the damage we had in a few places, power washed the whole thing, and then put a seal on it. So it just kind of glistens now, and then repainted the entire track. Absolutely gorgeous.
So that's the new track was 10 years ago. So,
yep. And they told us our track looked like it was in pretty good condition overall. It was just in need of a little tune-up. It didn't need to have major replacement work done on it, so that was good to hear. That looks really nice. Kind of pops a little bit when you walk out here. And we've got better markings on it for our track meets now than we've ever had before. All right.
I think Mr. Bennett's out of the game. His helmet's off. He's not in the game.
And that's where he should be. Yeah. Line drive kick fielded. Michael Duncan kicked it, fielded inside the 20. This is Olinsky working his way to the right side at the 40. Cuts back up and then brought down at the 42-yard line. Tackle made by Philip West. So they will start at the 42-yard line, their own 42. And looks like Warrior first-string defense out there still. Clock running inside of 10 minutes now to go in the third quarter. Getting the play call from the sideline coming in. They're one of these squads that holds up signs on the side to tell what play to run. If you've ever seen the Oregon Ducks back in the Chip Kelly day, they used to do that. One running back there. Kelly slings it into the slot. Off the hands of the receiver, off the hands of Cody Dyke. Cody didn't even know the ball was there. He's getting ready to hit him, and the ball hit him in one of his hands as he was getting ready to wrap up the receiver. Cody could have had an interception if he wasn't doing what he was supposed to be doing, and that's watching the receiver and getting ready to make the tackle. Excuse me. Second and 10 for the Pirates. Good play by Cody Dyke and good coverage there to break that up. Two wides left, two right. High snap. Kelly swings it out. Two wide, intended for Olinsky. The problem is with Bennett out of the game.
Got no blocking.
They have no blocking, and they also have no other threat besides Olinsky.
No.
So now you're down to just a single threat, and it's going to be hard for them to put any kind of a drive together without Bennett in the game. Even if Bennett wasn't actually carrying the ball every time, you had to account for him. And you had to account for him by staying home if you were in the middle of the field. Now they can be a lot more aggressive. Four wideouts, two on each side. Running back to the left of Kelly. Kelly takes a snap. Quick throw into the slot. Complete at the 50. Still running to the 48.
Now where's he going to mark it?
wrapped up. That was Porter on the catch. Oh, they'll end up giving it a first down. Yeah, they'll move the chains. They don't even need to measure. They can just tell. They got that laser eye. Take a quick glance at it and go, yeah, it's a first down. It doesn't really matter. The clock wasn't going to stop if it was a first down anyway or not a first down. Ball marked about halfway between the 45 and 50-yard line of Amity. First and 10, Pirates. Good little quick slant route there by Porter and an accurate pass by Kelly. Same formation. They're bringing the heat this time. He swings it out to the left side.
Ooh, nice
caught
catch.
And wrapped up and brought down quickly by Trevor Smith. The completion went to Donaldson.
34.
Reg is going to say it went to Porter, but yeah, it went to Donaldson.
34.
We got a better view of that. That's across the field from Reg. Hard to see all the way over here. Reg, yeah, he corrected it. He got it.
Reggie's all by himself. He's,
I don't know. There's a lot of people up in that booth talking to him, probably. I don't know. Same formation, four wideouts, two on each side. High snap. Kelly swings it into the slot behind.
Oh
he hit the Donaldson. And I thought it was intended for the other receiver. Threw it behind him, hit Donaldson on the slant from the outside position. He takes it all the way down to the 12-yard line. So I say they're going to have a hard time putting a drive together, and they immediately start connecting on passes. It goes to show you how much I know. That's why I'm up here talking and not coaching, Ron. Kelly finding a little rhythm with those slant passes, but they're dangerous. Same formation, two wides on each side of the formation, spread out. Brings a man in motion, hands it to Alinsky. We've got a flag. They're going to blow this dead. False start. That'll be 5 yards. Back it out to about the 17-yard line and make it first and 15.
First down and 15 yards to go. First and 15.
So I didn't see who moved on that, but I think it was on the left side of the line.
Played a lot better than the NFL as far as penalties go.
Yeah. That had a Thursday night game last night. 26 penalties in that game for 230-some-odd yards. 236 yards, I think, in penalties I read. Just crazy. Horrible game to watch. And not teams that are any good anyway, you know, the Eagles and Falcons. Who wants to watch them anyway? Mm-hmm. Kelly drops back, flush to his right, throws off bounce, intercepted. Cody Dyke comes down with it at about the 2-yard line. Nice job by the monster back there. Reading that in a zone there, reacted to it well, and there was good pressure on Kelly, made him throw off his back foot. 2-yard line. Is that where they're marking it, the 2?
4.
No, 3-yard line. They're going to compromise with this. They're going to put, there's a mark out there at the 3, so they're going to put the ball on that white line, Derek. That's what they do. They look for a white line, and then they put the ball on it. So these officials have done an okay job tonight. I won't knock them too much, but I do like to tease them about ball spots because they like to round off to the nearest chalk line out there.
New quarterback.
Warriors with a running clock, getting some subs into the game.
Here comes Trevor.
They're going to get a delay of game if they don't hurry.
Yeah, they're going to.
And we might be taking a timeout. Here comes Vito. They didn't have a center in the game. Vito running the 40-yard dash here.
Timeout.
Just over 5 seconds.
Nope, there it is. They got to be quick.
With the hands going up, they're not going to get this off, are they? Eli under center. And they do get it off. They hand it off up the middle. It's Russell Brown running hard and picking up some yards. Out across the 20, almost the 15-yard line, excuse me, out to about the 17. First down there. Nice job, Russell Brown.
I'm going to give him 12 yards.
Is that the first time we've seen Russell carry a ball in a varsity game? I think it is.
I think so.
I don't remember him getting any touches last year. They had a lot of backs last year.
And he had a good JV year. He was a hard runner in the JVs.
Solidly built kid.
He wrestles.
He does. What is he, about 5'10", Derek? You're saying about 5'10", real solidly built. They're going to hand to him again, right up the middle at the two-back position. He picks up a couple of yards out across the 20, 22-yard line. 4 yards, second and 6 for the Warriors.
He's got a great attitude. He's a hard worker. Works hard in wrestling.
3.5 minutes left to go in the third quarter, and I see some Neocani players with hands on the hips looking a little gassed.
Not much subbing.
Nope. They're not a deep team, and Warriors have pounded him all night with the running game. Now they go to Nyseth going left. He's wrapped up after a short gain. They get out to about the 24-yard line. Bring up third and short. Third and about three. Not a lot of explosion in our backup running backs, though.
No. Well, and we got those clones. Valencia and Hatch and Streeter, all three of them are about.
I thought we might see Hoff come in and do a little running. I don't see him in the game. Jackson under center. Hands again to Brown. Brown plows ahead. Be just short of the first down. It's going to bring up fourth and one. So Russell Brown picking up some tough yards inside. And will the Warriors go for it or will they punt? Fourth and one. Ball at the 26-yard line. Warriors will go for it. Clock's running. Down to under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. I formation. Hand to the second man through. He plows ahead for the first down. I don't know who that is.
Cody Dyke.
Cody Dyke with a good run there. 17.
Cody Dyke
picks up
about
3.5 yards there. Gets it out to the 29-yard line and a first down there. Good job by Cody. Cody's a very naturally instinctive runner. It doesn't matter if he's on the defense or the offensive side. He takes good angles. He has good timing in his running. He's patient with blocks, and he runs hard. And so he's never going to beat anybody with incredible speed, but when you take the right angles, it helps a lot. Here
Wyatt
comes
a
Wyatt Hatch
carrier.
Ball carrier coming to the right. No, he's got room to run down the 50, the 40, the 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Warriors!
Wyatt Hatch.
They are going to call that, right?
Flag back here.
But we've got a flag. This one, they're saying touchdown.
Touchdown.
The flag back at the 34-yard line. Wyatt Hatch rips off a 71-yard run. The freshman. But we'll see what they have to say here. Officials are coming back and talking. Flag is back at about the 34. It's going to be a personal foul against the Warriors. So it's coming back.
Wow.
So Wyatt Hatch's first varsity carry was a 71-yard touchdown run brought back by a personal foul.
Well, Eddie's going to look at it.
Poor Eddie.
Oh.
What a great run by Wyatt. Great instincts there as he broke that outside and some really good open field running. But instead, that'll back it up, and it'll be first. And that's the end of the third quarter. Thank you, Derek. End of the third quarter. So when we come back in the fourth quarter, it's going to be first and about 20 or so, something like that. All right, we're going to take a quick break. This is Amity Warrior Football on KLYC. We'll be back in just a minute.
If you run a business in Yamhill County, what listeners should be hearing right now is the name of your business and why people should buy at your store or use your service. That's what advertising is. Advertising on KLYC is not an expense. It's an investment in your business to draw customers through your door and ring your till. KLYC Radio in McMinnville has a proven track record of improving customer traffic. Contact Dave Adams at dave@klyc.us to set up an appointment to discuss how advertising on KLYC can be a positive investment for your business.
Thank you. My car's like new. Change over your car, Star will do the same for you.
An auto accident can be a very frustrating experience. It doesn't have to be. At J&W CarStar, we take pride in both our customer service as well as the repairs we do. Turn in your claim and relax. We'll take it from here.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Welcome back, Warrior fans, wherever you are tonight. Thanks for joining us here. 10:35 here on the West Coast. We've got 12 minutes to go in this football game, but it'll be a running clock here when we get started again. 60-14 Warriors. What are you going to say, Ron?
So in 12 minutes, we'll be done.
We will be, roughly, if they get this thing started. Warriors sitting on a first and 20 or so after a personal foul that wiped out Wyatt Hatch's 71-yard touchdown run, and it had nothing to do with the run either. Derek was saying they've changed some of the rules this year. We'll talk about it in a second. Here comes Hatch again, running outside.
Nice run.
He's going to do it. He's going down the sideline. 40, out across the 50. Oh, he has to juke a guy, and he got caught up. He didn't have the angle. Oh, it's the other Hatch. Sorry. I said 36. Wyatt. That's 36. That would be George Hatch. So George with a nice
20.
Run. They were at first and 20, and he gets the first down with about 15 yards to go.
35 yards.
What a great run there by George Hatch. Don't get to call those names very often. It's very exciting to see these young guys in the game.
George is a freshman. Wyatt's a sophomore.
No, George is a sophomore. Wyatt's a freshman. Yeah,
yes,
exactly. Wyatt's 22. George is 36 out there. They give to Wyatt this time. He's stacked up in the backfield and dropped. So get both of the Hatches in there. A dynamic duo back there. But he's wrapped up for a loss of a couple. Not on him. There was a good penetration there on the left side of the defensive line. Got into the backfield just as Wyatt took the handoff. He was stacked up. But both of the Hatch boys, really nice open field running there. So I don't know this, Derek. Is Wyatt a little faster than George? Yeah, it looked like it because George had some room to run there, and he got caught, but the guy had an angle, so I couldn't tell. A handoff right up the middle to Russell Brown. He plows ahead to about – oh, and we've got a fumble on the play, recovered by Neakani.
Oh, boy.
So Russell Brown put that one on the turf, and the Warriors lost it. First turnover of the game for the Warriors.
75 put a good hit on him, and he didn't
keep it wrapped up.
He didn't hang on to the ball.
So Derek was saying that they've changed some of the rules this year, and one of the points of emphasis is that if there's a play downfield and you're trailing the play, you're not really part of it, pretty much even legal blocks are not acceptable. I think they're trying to keep kids from getting blindsided and ear-holed, whatever, you know, when they know they're not part of the play anymore and they're just trailing it. And that was probably what brought back that Hatch run. There's a nice quarterback sack by the Warriors. That's going to be Phillip West in on the tackle. Russell Brown helping him out as they sack number 14, Kelly, and bring him down. That's going to be a loss of 3 on the play. Bring up 2nd and 13. Nice hustle. Nice F in there with some pressure also on that. Warriors got a lot of substitutes into the game right now, a lot of second string guys, and so we might be a little slow on getting the numbers. There's a high snap. Kelly flushed out of the pocket by Nice F. On rolling to his left, throw is incomplete, intended for Donaldson. And that will be 3rd and 13 now. Nice pressure, nice F. And he flushed Kelly to his left. Kelly's not a great thrower rolling to his right. He's a horrible thrower rolling to his left. He just doesn't have the fundamentals to be able to make that throw. That's a hard throw. And, you know, he just not a throw he can make. So they go 4 wides, 2 on each side of the ball. Their biggest weapon, number 40, standing on the sidelines where he belongs after 2 personal fouls in this game, or 2 personal foul penalties in this game. Or, excuse me, 1 personal foul, 1 unsportsmanlike conduct. I'll get that right. 2 personal fouls, I think he would have been ejected by the officials. Pass intended out in the left flat there for one of the Neakani receivers was incomplete, and so it brings up 4th and 13.
Got some freshmen on that defensive line.
That guy's shuffling in and out, too. I can't keep track of him all. Hunter Barber into the game at the nose tackle position. There's a snap for the punt. Gets the kick off.
Ooh, beautiful.
And it's going to hang up at about the 31 and then roll down inside the 25. Get away from that, Mr. Niseth. I got to down that at the 22-yard line. Niseth playing with a little fire there. You don't want to be anywhere near that ball until it's been downed by the other team on that. So the Warriors will take over. Clock at 7.5 minutes and running here. So hopefully this will be the last drive of the game unless the Warriors score quickly.
We must not have another center because we've got the same center, but all the rest of the linemen are different.
Well, is Vito in there?
Yeah.
Yep. No, he's not. Is
he? 73.
Yeah, Vito's in there, unless you got two 73s on the roster. And there's only one 73 built like that. You can see Vito. Now, maybe that's why they went back to Vito. All right, Warriors in wing T formation, two wideouts, one on each side, no tight end. And Jackson wrapped up in the backfield and brought down. Nobody held their blocks that time. And a loss of a couple, maybe one on the play.
Didn't move.
I'm going to say he got back to the line maybe. All right. So second down and 10. Warriors got some more subs coming in from the sideline. They're shuffling these guys in and out so fast I can't keep track of who's in the game and who's not right now. So you have to forgive me here.
Who else?
Michael Duncan coming in that time. So up there on that front line there, Andrew Payne playing left tackle position, 6'2", 300 pounds, senior. There's a quick toss. Hatch puts it on the ground. Fumble he down. Never had that. That was Wyatt Hatch was going to be the ball carrier, and that ball never made it to him. I don't know where it went. Did it hit him? So Derek said Derek had a better angle. He could see it hit Wyatt's hands.
And hit him in the hands. Yeah.
So turnover on the Warriors as the fumble's recovered by Neacani. And with 5:40 to go, Warriors still up 60-14 in this one. Fun to see these young guys play, though. The future of Amity Warrior football out there, getting some experience in varsity action. And they'll remember getting this much playing time in a varsity game all year. You don't always get this kind of experience when you're a freshman. Kelly, design quarterback run, getting outside, pushing his blocker out of the way, cuts it back up and in, finally brought down. Nah, number 62 in on that Phillip West making that tackle. Good hustle by him to get from that defensive tackle position to chase down the quarterback from behind there.
First down.
Pretty good gain on the play, though. We'll put up a first and 10 at the 11-yard line of Amity. So Neacani might be able to punch another one in here. 4:50 to go in the game. So on that front line for the Warriors, I see number 58, Wyatt Yoakum, out there. He's a freshman. He's a good-looking freshman, too. It's a good experience for him. Kelly takes the snap, fakes the handoff. He's going to keep it, run it, and he's going to get down inside the 5-yard line to about the 3 or so. It'll be second and about, they're going to mark it at the 5-yard line. I thought it was down inside. So it's going to be about second and 3 or so. Kelly will probably do another design run here, I would guess, and try to get this one into the end zone against the Warriors' third string, really. Kelly under center. Nope, hands the ball off.
Oh.
Running back to the right, Alinsky, and he cuts it back up and in, and he's in for the touchdown. So third touchdown of the night for Neacani. Make it a little bit easier ride home for them, I guess.
Russell Brown was in the backfield, missed the tackle.
Alinsky's a good running back. He's not bad. He's not a real big guy. He's not real powerful, but he is a good open field runner. He when he puts his foot in the ground and makes his cut, he's very decisive and really explodes off of that foot and gets upfield quickly. He just doesn't break tackles much. He's not a real big kid. Might weigh 150 pounds. They're going to go for two. I formation. Alinsky, I think, the deep back here. Kelly on the keep. No, options it out to Alinsky. He loses it. He's on the ground, and he's down. Nice job by George Hatch getting out there and breaking up that play. So a good hustle there by the sophomore Hatch. And 3:09 to go in this one, 60-20 Warriors. I'm pretty sure that clock should keep running, even between scores here. I know it did down at St. Mary's. So I'm not sure. Get some rule clarification on that, but I thought it should be running. Maybe they have to wait for the official to signal that to run after a score. I don't know. So we have a timeout on the field as the Warriors and Pirates huddle up on their respective sides of the field, get ready for this next kickoff. Neacani battling against a much deeper and faster Warrior team tonight. Be a good experience for this Neocani team, though, as they move forward through the year.
They've been thumped a couple times. Well, they thumped last week. So.
Yep, they beat Reedsport pretty handily, another 2A school that was in the playoffs last year. And Derek says they should win their division. And they've got some big play guys. I mean,
their league is Nestucca, Gaston, Vernonia, Portland Christian, Napa. So they get some rivals, Napa and Warrington.
So they're trying to get a ball situation worked out there. Number 63 will be the kicker, and he's not in my roster, so I don't know who that is. Maybe it's 68? I don't know 68 either, so I don't know. Whoever he is, he's going to kick the ball off here once he gets it to stay on the tee. He's 0 for 2. He's going to try it a third time. This time the ball stays on the tee. All right, here we go. We've got ambulance lights coming over here by the school. I'm not sure why. Hopefully nothing serious. All right, so they didn't let the clock run. So 3:09 will start here on the kickoff and run out this second game of the year. Ball picked up by, not sure who fielded that ball, brought it back up to about the 28. Who's the ball carrier on that, Ron? 40. That is Logan Groh, freshman.
Logan Groh, freshman.
He's going to be a good little ball player. So it'll be first and 10 from the 30-yard line. Logan Groh, not a big freshman, but a natural athlete.
They're talking to somebody on our bench.
Well, we'll go see. They're checking on one of our players over there, so hopefully nothing too serious. There's a handoff right up the middle. Plowing ahead is 64. Is that Yoakum?
No.
Nope. Ashton Pappas. Right up the middle. Picks up a couple of yards. He's second and 8.
Second down.
So right now, medic's attending to one of the Warrior players over on the bench, and they're bringing a stretcher over to the bench. So not sure what the situation is there. But they're going to kind of check on him, whoever that is. Here comes Hatch trying to come right or left. He's stacked up and wrapped up and dropped back at the 30-yard line by a couple of guys significantly larger than he is.
Well, they have not subbed in a single body,
no. And
we're still playing varsity kids with freshmen. No gain on
that. But it's a good experience for him.
Yeah. Third down.
So that tackle was made by number 90, A.J. Piper, the senior defensive end who goes about 6'3 and 200 pounds. And he met Mr. Hatch out there as Hatch was trying to make a cutback against the grain. Minute to go in this one. Should be the last play of the game.
Should be the last play.
Under center. Jackson takes the handoff. It's fumbled. It's on the ground.
It.
They recovered. Yeah. And 45 seconds to go. They're going to run their offense back out onto the field. Third turnover on fumbles for our JV and JV2 kids out there. But part of that is they just haven't had the same kind of reps in running some of that wing T motion, the fakes and the handoffs, and it does take some practice. So Kelly will get a snap off here, turns it back upfield. He's wrapped up and dropped by Russell Brown. Good tackle there. 15 seconds to go in this one, folks. Final score is going to be Amity 60, Neocani 20. Ron and I will do some quick totals for you here. They're going to try to get one more snap off. Kelly gets them set with 2 seconds, snaps with 1. This will be the last play of the game. Kelly scrambling back to his left, running, and still running down to the 10, and he's hit and dropped down there by Keenan Graham coming up and saving the touchdown and ending the game.
And that'll be your final score.
Amity 60 and Neocani 20 is our final score. We'll take a quick commercial break and be back after these messages with some final numbers for you. This is Amity Warrior Football on KLYC in McMinnville.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place to go for trophies and plaques. Copycats can fix you up with the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques and awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mac, serving Yamhill County for over 20 years. The only thing you need to know about printing and trophies is their phone number, 503-472-0119. If you run a business in Yamhill County, what listeners should be hearing right now is the name of your business and why people should buy at your store or use your service. That's what advertising is. Advertising on KLYC is not an expense. It's an investment in your business to draw customers through your door and ring your till. KLYC Radio in McMinnville has a proven track record of improving customer traffic. Contact Dave Adams at dave@klyc.us to set up an appointment to discuss how advertising on KLYC can be a positive investment for your business.
Davison Auto Parts, supporting high school athletics throughout the Willamette Valley. If you're looking for quality auto parts, everything from wiper blades to spark plugs, and most importantly, the people that can give you the good answers, factual answers based on years of experience, it's Napa Auto Parts and Davison Auto Parts. Quality people, knowledgeable and friendly, always willing to help. Davison Auto Parts throughout the Willamette Valley, supporting high school sports.
95 years in the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. This idea continues to guide our decision making and strengthens our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. We're located in McMinnville, Amity, Carlton, Newburgh, and Sheraton. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays here in Yamhill County. First Federal, we're here for you. Visit us online at www.firstfedweb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Often the first impression for your business is your logo and your business card. McMinnville businesses have learned over the past 20 years that if you want a printing job done right, the place to go is Copycats. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mac will help you design your logo and business cards and then get everything printed the way you want it. When it comes to printing, the only thing you need to know is their phone number, 503-472-0119. Copycats.
Thank you, my car's like new. J&W Car Star will do the same for you.
At J&W Car Star, we say, come see the people who care. We really mean that. Our team is dedicated to customer satisfaction. Your satisfaction is as important as fixing the car.
J&W Car Star Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
In business and taking care of your needs since 1983, it's D&D Electrical. Big company support, small town service. They are your full service contractor, residential, commercial, and industrial, including low voltage and security. It's D&D Electrical. When asked, their answer is usually, yes, we can do that. From solar to security systems to industrial control, D&D Electrical can handle the job. 503-472-4003. Ready to go to work for you right now. D&D Electrical, McMinnville.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Football. Wrapping up here with Ron Huber. This is Jeff Clark. Warriors win this one 60-20. Dominating effort against 2A Neocani. Warriors finish with 389 yards rushing, 136 yards passing, 525 yards in total offense. Neocani with 118 passing, 164 rushing, 282 total yards. So 525 total yards for the Warriors tonight, plus an interception return of over 80 yards by Brian Hatch. Warriors got a good balanced attack. They got four touchdowns through the air and a bunch of touchdowns on the ground. I don't remember how many. And then one defensively. And really didn't turn the ball over until the second unit came in,
yeah,
and some of the third unit. But it's a great experience for some of these young freshmen and sophomores that haven't had a lot of varsity time. Got to see the Hatch boys out there and Yoakum and just a number of these guys. Trying to think of some of these guys. Philip West played quite a bit tonight. Ashton Pappas was in there.
Both of the Hatch boys.
Logan Grove in there. And I'm sure I'm missing some other young kids that got in there and played. But just good to see all of them in there learning the ropes of what it's like to play against some varsity kids. Mm-hmm. Not sure who was taken away by ambulance. It was one of our kids. Didn't see what the injury was. Not sure when it happened. Decided to take a trip to the hospital and hopefully. So it was Josh Wart that was taken to the hospital, and probably a concussion is what we're hearing from Brian Hatch there, giving us an update. Josh Wart with a concussion, and he looked a little.
When he walked off, he was.
But you couldn't tell if it was concussion or if he was just kind of like, hit. Wow, I got thrown down hard. And he didn't take himself out of the game right away.
No.
When
they came over and sat on the bench, then
I think that's when they realized that, hey, you know.
It's not worth it.
Yeah, he's trying to gut that out, and that's not good. So they'll get him some precautionary stuff, and hopefully within a week or two, Josh B. back up and at it. And that was the cheap shot. That was the Bennett kid picked him up, slammed him a long ways away.
It's a sad deal because the Bennett kid is by far their best athlete, but he had two really bad temper tantrums, I'd say.
And one of them results in one of our kids getting a concussion. That's just not okay.
And his dad, who's the coach, benched him for the rest of the game. The referees didn't kick him out of the game.
Which is absolutely ridiculous. And Derek saw that right away and said he's going to be ejected because you pick somebody up and slam down to the ground away from the play, you're ejected at every level. And for whatever reason, he wasn't. So I guess he'll live to play next week. But Josh will probably get a week off, I would guess. If you've got a concussion bad enough to go to the hospital, you're probably gonna be a concussion protocol for a week or two, generally speaking. You know, not trying to offer a prognosis on the severity of his concussion. Just if it was serious enough to go to the hospital tonight, then he got his bell rung pretty good. So our prayers with Josh and his family tonight. And we want to thank you for joining us. Great Warrior victory tonight. And next week we'll be at Salem Academy next Friday. And
they've got their own field, don't they?
They do have their own field, artificial turf field there in Salem. It's right off of Lancaster if you're interested in coming down. If not, make sure you tune in here and listen to we'll try to paint you a pretty picture anyway. And I think it should be a good matchup for the Warriors next week also. And this is a team that's looking pretty good right now. And this will, having Josh out will test their depth a little bit. But they've got some guys that can step up and play that tight end position behind him.
What I didn't see, the one spot that I didn't see was a JV-type quarterback, because Eli Jackson played quarterback, and he's a senior. So who is the?
Well, right now, number three is Keenan Graham.
Okay.
And talking with Joel, Keenan's just not quite ready for varsity snaps yet. And you saw that even with Eli. When you're going against other varsity players, if you're going against JV players, you can probably pull it off. But there's so much penetration of that you're playing against their first-string defensive line, your second and third stringers on offense. Those guys are in your backfield disrupting everything. It's not good practice.
Well, another positive, besides those clone running backs, I mean, three or four of those guys, Mather's different than the other three, but they all run with speed and good quickness to get to the outside. When they get the outside, then they can really turn it on. And Wes Streeter really looked good tonight.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, but there were some nice holes. You'd have to give that line credit for some nice blocking. And Tyler Parr, no mistakes.
Yep, Tyler Parr, really a flawless game. I mean, he missed a couple of passes, but they didn't end up in turnovers.
No turnovers and no fumbles.
And, he did what he had to do. He manages that offense really well. You see how smooth he is with the fakes and the handoffs, and just no bobbles, no fumbles tonight. They didn't put the ball on the ground once, and you think about all the different misdirection they've got going on. Tyler's really mastered this offense.
And good leadership from those senior guys.
Absolutely. Yeah. A group of guys, I think, likes playing together too. They like each other, and they go out there and fight for each other. All right, we'll call it good for tonight, and it's 11 o'clock here on the West Coast. And Mr. Stearns, if you're still listening – have yourself a great night there in Colorado, 1 o'clock in the morning or whatever time it is there. All right, that's it for Ron and I. Good night, everybody.
Thank you, my car's like new. Change your car, start to do the same for you.
An auto accident can be a very frustrating experience. It doesn't have to be. At J&W CarStar, we take pride in both our customer service as well as the repairs we do. Turn in your claim and relax. We'll take it from here.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.